But the numbers are startling and heartening. Researchers say there has been a steep drop in the number of breast cancer cases. Correspondent Dan Revive is on the CBS Health Watch.
A research team headed by Dr. Peter Ravden at the University of Texas concludes that a sharp decline in the number of new breast cancer cases, down 7% in 2003, can be explained by the fact that millions of women heard cancer warnings about hormone replacement therapy.
And when that was stopped, those cancers almost immediately stopped growing.
The number of new cases fell below an annual 190,000. No complete numbers available since then, but breast cancer does kill more than 41,000 Americans each year. Dan Revive, CBS News.
A new plan to increase security on America's rails is set to be unveiled today, but is it already a political train wreck? Let's get the story live from CBS's Steve Kathan.
Well, some Democrats think it comes up short, Nick. From the subways to the freight yards, the administration plan is for more routine inspections and storage of unused cars in secure areas. But critics say this plan has taken too long and doesn't do enough. Terrorism analyst MJ Gohel says with rail security, more is always better.
Al-Qaeda has this kind of obsession with the transportation industry.
And the New York Times reports a plan for facial and imprint technology to keep track of foreigners here is stalled. The technology is not ready and the government money is tight. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Failing grades for America's education system, and a panel of public policy experts is proposing some wide-ranging changes to put the country's schools at the head of the class. Charles Reed is chancellor of the California State University System.
We're not preparing a competitive, world-class workforce. And so what we've got to do is step up the standards. We've got to recognize teachers and pay them for what they really do.
Among the suggestions, allowing independent contractors to operate schools. The wind howls with gusts as high as 100 miles an hour, and rain is pelting the Pacific Northwest. In Washington and Oregon, the storm has knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of customers. In Seattle, the heavy rains have surged through the streets into homes like Ron Harpster's.
There was water completely filling the basement, 100%, all the way up the stairs.
Authorities are blaming three deaths on the potent storms. And Mother Nature is the foil again as search teams gingerly probe the slopes of Oregon's Mount Hood, looking for three climbers missing for nearly a week. Hood River County Sheriff's Deputy Chris Guertin.
Because of the weather, we're doing a lot of just low elevation searches, checking the tree lines.
One of the missing men is believed to be holed up in a snow cave. A giant of popular music has died, Atlantic Records founder Ahmet Erdogan. CBS's Bill Vitka looks at his remarkable career.
It is because of Ahmet Erdogan that we know Wilson Pickett. It is because of him that we know Aretha Franklin. He launched the careers of Buffalo Springfield and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Stills telling CBS News Erdogan brought down the wall separating black and white.
He quickly gravitated to the black artists and basically introduced them into the mainstream.
In 1947, he co-founded Atlantic Records and made it the nation's premier R&B label, making Aretha the queen of soul that she is today. But if it wasn't for Erdogan, Led Zeppelin might never have made it to U.S. shores. Bill Vitka, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. Aurora police now looking for two people in connection with last weekend's murder of a 7-Eleven clerk. Arrest warrants have been issued for 23-year-old John Andrew Doubleday and his 22-year-old girlfriend Amy Renee Lewis. Police believe Doubleday shot the 62-year-old clerk while trying to rob the store. Lewis faces charges of being an accessory to murder.
At this time, we're not sure if they're in the Denver metro area or if they're outside the state.
Detective Bob Friel says the couple is traveling with a one-year-old boy and are believed to be armed and dangerous. It's down to the wire, but one Colorado senator thinks Colorado now has only a 50-50 chance of getting the Democratic National Convention. Ken Salazar says he talked with Dem Chairman Howard Dean, who's concerned about Denver's ability to host a convention of such proportion. The decision is between Denver and New York City. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Brenda. Good morning. It's light Friday morning so far. No major impact to traffic yet on primary roads around the city. Traffic up to speed for the most part on the Boulder Turnpike. We do have a two-car in the intersection of 104th and Church Ranch just south of the turnpike, all good in and around Boulder. One off-highway issue as well. Dump truck hit a tree at 6th and Peoria. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, clouds, sunshine, warm and windy, high of 62. Right now, mostly cloudy and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more on everything you want and need for the holidays, from fresh food to hot gifts. It's all available at the Walmart price. So hurry in and save even more right now. Merry Christmas from Walmart.
Another holiday season, and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military
home. The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the new Bose Quiet Comfort 3 acoustic noise-canceling headphones. I'm Charles Osgood. Shortly after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001... it was established that some of the hijackers had come here on legal visits with proper visas, but stayed here long after their visas had expired. And there was no system in place to track that, no way to find out whether somebody who came in on a visitor's visa ever left by the time they were supposed to. So, plans were announced to develop a facial or fingerprint recognition system so they could find out whether a visitor who was supposed to be long gone was still here. Officials described this as critical to the national security. Well, now the Department of Homeland Security says they've given up on it. They just can't do it. It's too difficult, too expensive to figure out a way to track departures as well as arrivals. Is that outrageous or what? More after this for Bose. With the holidays around the corner, you really should check out the new Bose Quiet Comfort 3 acoustic noise-canceling headphones. They rest right on your ears for pure, crisp, perfect sound every time you put them on. I've got a new pair, and they are fabulous. Call 800-485-2498 to try them for 30 days risk-free. Ask about low monthly payments with no interest charges. Order by January 31st, and you'll also get a free MP3 player preloaded with music, a $50 value. The Bose QC3 headphones, this year's perfect holiday gift. 800-485-2498.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone on your gift list. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send you an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
What the government now says is technologically impossible for all practical and, quote, cost-effective purposes is to find out whether somebody who comes here on a visitor's visa ever leaves. A person who was given permission to be here for a month or two could stay 10 years, or for the rest of their lives, for that matter, and the system would not automatically realize that they had never left. So much for having learned anything from 9/11. So much for how critically important it was to track departures as well as arrivals. They say if someone arrives here on a visa and there's no record of their ever leaving, it cannot be reasonably deduced that they're still here. A system that would track that, we're now told, is at the moment an impossible dream. Perhaps in 5 or 10 years, they say, but not now. Well, folks, if that is the case, then in the meantime, we are going to have to be a lot more careful about who is allowed in the first place, aren't we? The Osgood File. I'll see you on the television come Sunday morning on CBS. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Can a vacuum make a difference in your life? Ask anybody who owns an 8-pound Orrick XL. They'll tell you there's not an easier or more efficient way to clean your home. And it's sanitary. See for yourself risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. I'll get an Orrick XL to you faster than you can say, why settle for clean when you can have healthy, too.
The Osgood File, December 15th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. Could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be
It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6. High today, 64. Breezy conditions out there. We finally have made it to Friday. My God, I never thought we'd get here. And I don't know what you have planned today other than going to work, but I know what I got planned today, and it isn't going home and screwing around. I got to, I have to go to the doctor today, and then I have to do hospital pre-op stuff today for my upcoming surgery. It's open phones, basically, as it is all the time on Friday. We do have some guests. Christy Harvey will be here, as normal, from the Center for American Progress. We love to visit with Christy. And also, we'll have Mayor John Hickenlooper on. He's going to join us to talk about how he and the black community leaders are challenging metro area residents to donate $2 each to help the Martin Luther King Jr. National Memorial Foundation in Washington, D.C., which I think is a wonderful idea. And then, coincidentally, some folks got busted for underage drinking at one of his places, and we'll ask him about that. And I'll try to also ask him about immigration. So we've got that coming up as well. Yesterday we had Senator Ken Salazar on the show, and I interviewed him. And, man, you know, I got some angry emails from people, and I really need to say this. You know, the old me, like 10 years ago, I'd go after anybody. And I realize that on occasion here I show flashes of anger, but I think that's human. I think anybody, you know, who's human does that. And you can't mix passion with anger. It's not the same thing. And every once in a while, though, I'll show that flash of anger or frustration and when I can't get my point across or can't get out of the caller what I want. But the days in this business of getting somebody on the phone, getting a guest on, basically, and fighting with them, pretty much have gone by the wayside. Does it make for better talk radio if you get them on the air and fight with them? Yeah, sometimes it can. I've had some very, very humorous interviews. Some classics. Some funny ones. Yeah, David Duke, who's in the news for being in Iran, he and I slug it out on a number of occasions. Was talk radio better back in the 80s and the 90s? When conservatives and liberals worked together on the same radio stations and the format had more of a combative mode to it. Sometimes, yes, but doing that combative mode business is hard to do. So I try not to do it, not only because it's hard to do, but also I try not to do it because, you know what, people don't want it. And the audience thinks that you're rude, they think you're a bully. I mean, if you even answer back smartly an email, they suddenly accuse you of having intolerance and being a bully. So when I got Senator Salazar on, I admitted to him up front, and you'll hear me, that I don't understand his votes. And I asked him in the most respectful way possible about the questions that I thought I ought to ask about the TV tower, about habeas corpus, and about a number of other issues. And people just went crazy because they thought that what I should have done is I should have gotten this guy on and I should have browbeaten the hell out of him. And it's just not the way things are done anymore. And of course, this leads to the inevitable charge that I always get, and I'm so sick of it, okay? You obviously didn't go after him because that would be your last show on Clear Channel, and Clear Channel would not tolerate it. You know what, Clear Channel, and I sent a couple of people back emails saying, oh, yeah, you know what, you've got the business totally figured out, don't you? Clear Channel has never, and the management in this building have never, ever, in the 10 years prior to me being here, 10 years ago when I was here. Now, they have never dictated to me what I could or could not do or what I could or could not say. So if anybody takes any blame, it's me. And there's no conspiracy to shut me up or for me not to say what I want to say. Don't confuse this radio station with the last radio station I worked at. All right, we'll do open phones, but first...
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Responsibility. This message courtesy of Snelling Personnel in Greenwood Village, where service is more than a word, it's the most important part of their business. Trust their 50-plus years of experience and expertise to handle all of your temporary and permanent employment needs. Call Snelling Personnel at 303-779-3060. That's 303-779-3060.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:18, 18 minutes after 6. Hi today, 64. And it's traditionally open phone, so we'll go to your phone calls coming up. Here's the first part of my interview with Colorado Senator Ken Salazar. But we should give credit where credit is due. You did a lot during this last election cycle to get Democrats elected. The rallies that I emceed in the places I went, you were virtually everywhere. And I think that those of us in the Democratic Party owe you a thanks for that.
Well, I appreciate that, Jay. I think we hopefully send a strong message around the country as well as here in Colorado that it's time for a new direction for America.
Now, having said that, and you and I laughed on election night about this.
I'm still laughing.
Yeah, there's some of your votes that I don't understand. So if I ask you, I want to ask you about them, and you can explain them to me, and you can explain your reasoning, and I'll definitely, you know, give you just all the time you want in a fair hearing to do this. First of all, people have sent me a lot of email about this HD Tower thing, and about the fact that they feel that you and Senator Wayne Allard kind of swooped in and took away local authority and granted permission for the tower to be there when the people living in the community there had other ideas. You want to comment on that?
I do. You know, on all the decisions that I make in terms of legislation, I look at what's the best for the people of the state of Colorado, and the fact of the matter is that I don't want the 3 million people of the state of Colorado who get television from Denver stations to essentially receive second-class signals, and that's essentially what would have happened. The rest of the country is ready to move forward, go on digital television. Colorado is not ready at all, and it's been because it's been held up in a local land use dispute that's been going on for years. And so I have to think about, I know there are some people that are angry, but I have to think about the nearly 3 million people that would have been affected if we would not have moved forward with the legislation.
But you certainly could put yourself in their shoes in that they're sitting there and they live there and it's their community and they're debating back and forth about the land use, and they see the big hand of the federal government come in and push them aside and make the decision for them. Plus, it's done without most people living there, without their knowledge that it's going to be done. And I believe it was done, what, late at night? And so people didn't know what was happening. You could see why they would be upset.
You know, I can understand why some people would have been angry. I can understand that people have been fighting over this issue now for nearly a decade. There is a reality about Lookout Mountain, and that is that it has served as a place for these radio towers for a very long time. You know, the proposal that has been put on the table will actually diminish the number of towers that are out there. All of the information that I reviewed indicated that there's going to be less of a concern from a scientific point of view with the new tower than with the old one. And at the end of the day, there is a federal requirement that by 2009, all television stations have to transition over to digital television. And Colorado would have been the only place in the United States of America where we would not have been able to have done that because of the inability to resolve a local land use dispute. And so, you know, I think in these rare circumstances, it's appropriate for us to step in and to resolve an issue that has not been resolvable at the local level.
All right, let's switch to something else here. Let's switch to foreign policy here for a minute. The Iraqi study group, the report came out to great fanfare, and it was bipartisan in nature. It pointed out that things in Iraq are extreme and that they're grave. Lee Hamilton said that, in his opinion and in their opinion, that there wasn't much time to act. And now it seems like a week later, President Bush has pretty much just put this on the shelf and has ignored it and is saying that he will come forward with a new direction for us coming up sometime next year. Your reaction to that?
I think the president cannot afford to foot drag on this. I don't think the United States can either. I think that the Iraq Study Commission was very correct in saying that conditions were deteriorating in Iraq and that we needed to move quickly in a new direction. You know, I've been in Iraq twice in the last 18 months. Even in those 18 months, I saw the deterioration in people who have been there many times, like Senator John Warner and others have told me that things have gone from a relatively stable situation shortly after the invasion to the kind of horrific mess that we have on our hands in Iraq. So we do need a new direction, and we do need a new plan. The Iraq Study Group had, first of all, a good assessment of what's happening, where it said, you know, conditions are deteriorating. And second of all, they had 79 recommendations for the president to review. You know, I think the president needs to move with full speed ahead and not drag this whole thing out into several months into the future. Let me just say this as well, Jay. I think that the people of America in the November elections gave a strong statement to this president and to the Congress that we did need to have a new direction in Iraq. I think people are tired of the same old story of stay the course, we're on our way to victory, stay the course, we're on our way to victory. It obviously has not worked. We've been in Iraq now longer than we were in World War II. And so I think that rhetoric from the president is wrong, and we do need to have a new direction. You know, he has tremendous experts that have worked in Iraq and all over the world, and now with the benefit of the Iraq Study Group, he had to move forward in that new direction. I think it's beginning. I think the resignation of Don Rumsfeld, you know, his memorandum, Rumsfeld's memorandum 2 days before the election that said all options ought to be on the table, followed then by his resignation, followed then by the appointment of Gates, who in his confirmation proceeding said that we were not winning the war in Iraq. That's a direct think all are part of this building momentum, that we need to have a new direction and a clear-cut plan. And so I'm going to be one of the senators that will work to continue to put the pressure on the president as our commander-in-chief to come up with a realistic and viable plan on how we succeed in Iraq and bring our troops home.
What happens if he ignores it? What happens if he ignores the will of the American people? I mean, the polls now show 71% of the American people do not support the war, and they want us out. And what happens if he just ignores it?
You know, I think it's going to be a miserable 2 years for George Bush. I think he's already had a miserable two or three months as he's found the resounding rebuff to his direction, including people like former Secretary of State Baker, who said we're headed in the wrong way. So I think that if he doesn't get the message, he's being blind and deaf to the reality of what the American people are telling our commander-in-chief. And so I'm hopeful that he will get the message. You know, he's going to have a $150 billion emergency supplemental in front of the Congress sometime the early part of this next year. If he has not come up with a clear plan on how we're moving forward with that, he's going to have a big problem getting that kind of legislation through.
All right. Let's talk about habeas corpus. And a few people want to know why you voted to get rid of habeas corpus, about the military detainee bill, and why you voted for it.
You know, Jay, it's a very important question, because I think that one of the things that has happened after 9/11 is that there has been a debate about how far it is that we ought to go in terms of granting police powers and expanded law enforcement powers to our government to address the issue of terrorism, and how far those can go in terms of affecting our civil liberties. You know, I fought against the Bush administration with their proposal on the Patriot Act, because I thought it trampled civil liberties, and I think we ended up with something that was much more of a commonsensical approach to giving law enforcement the tools that they need. You know, I've disagreed with the Bush administration on many things. On this particular issue, on the military tribunal issue, you know, I saw the proposal that came over from the White House. What they wanted to do was to undo the Geneva Conventions that have been in place since 1949. They wanted to reverse the ban on torture, which we passed in the U.S. Senate last year, and they wanted to eliminate habeas corpus. You know, I joined with Senators McCain and Graham and a whole host of others in pushing back on the White House and rebuffing the White House initiative to go that far. And at the end of the day, the bill that came to the floor did retain the provisions of the Geneva Conventions. In my view, they had been good enough for the Korean War, for the Vietnam War, for the Cold War, for Persian Gulf War, and they ought to be good for us today. And I think the United States unilaterally backing away from one of the greatest legacies of World War II would have been a major mistake. So we got the administration to back down on that. We got them to back down on changing the prohibitions on torture. I think torture is abhorrent and wrong legally and morally, and we got them to back away from that. Habeas corpus, that was a part of the bill which we did not get the administration to back down on. So we fought on the floor. You know, legislation that I helped Senator Leahy and Senator Specter and others try to push through, we lost by one vote. That would have kept habeas corpus in the bill. But because I had been part of the group that had been pushing back on the White House on these other provisions, I felt I had to stay with the group. Now, we are going to have another opportunity to revisit this question. I'm committed to revisiting it, and I expect that you will see the provisions of habeas corpus restored back to this category of citizens that it currently doesn't apply to under the current version of the bill.
Well, you know what? That's excellent news. That's probably the best news that I've heard all day, because I have to tell you, Senator, it makes me feel shameful for this country that we have people in a position like Jose Padilla, that we've got others sitting in Guantanamo that have no right to due process, that are basically held incommunicado, have trouble seeing their lawyers. I mean, this is not what this country should be about, and we should either let those people have due process and charge them and make the charge stick, or turn them loose, don't you think?
I fully agree with you, Jay, and I think that's why Senator Leahy and I have already had conversations about the legislation that he's going to introduce to try to address this issue. So I think this will be one of the issues that will be revisited and corrected in the first 6 months of this next Congress.
All right, there's Senator Ken Salazar from yesterday. We'll play part two of the interview. Then we'll go to open phone. 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. And, yes, somebody called and said, ask him about Joe Lieberman. And I do ask him about Joe Lieberman. I didn't leave that out. So that's coming up. But first, Gina takes a look at the traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not much in the way of problems, at least not on the highways. We're still running at good speeds through the Tech Center and across Aurora. Downtown traffic on the increase, and, of course, those southbound lanes from 104th to 84th. Now, we're still clearing a couple of side street wrecks south of the turnpike at 104th and Church Ranch. Looks like an injury there. An injury crash, and one east at 6th and Peoria. That could be a bit before they get that red dump truck out of the way.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
I'm feeling, and you'll get it, and your kids will get it, out at Rockies. Coming up this Saturday, noon until 4, and also the 23rd, noon until 4. And while you're there, of course, the kids will be telling Santa Claus what he or she wants for Christmas. You'll have the opportunity to look at Rocky's massive inventory of over 650 trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs. See if there's room underneath the tree for a brand-new vehicle for you. And, I mean, they have got virtually everything you can think of there. I mean, it's incredible. And their matching down incentive is going on, too, up to $1,500. Whatever you put down, Rockies will match it up to $1,500. So you got kind of a Christmas gift from Rockies and Santa Claus for the kids and a great diverse selection of vehicles. You know what? You can go to RockiesAutos.com right now, RockiesAutos.com, and you can check out the selection yourself. Plus, pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve and Jason handle that. And get an idea and find something you like and get an idea of what Rockies has got. Four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive. They've got it. Every vehicle, winterized, tip-top condition for Colorado's winters. Don't forget to see my friend Marv Alshear out there and also Spanky Herrera and Gerard Menard and Freddie Labrato and all the gang that work out of Rockies. They work real hard to make sure that you're happy because that's what they're all about. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., which means they're open tonight until 9, and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Do a little Christmas shopping. Do a little Hanukkah shopping. Do a little Kwanzaa shopping. Get out there and get you a new vehicle and get it from the people who care about you. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Coming to the Denver area December 18th through 20th, Focus on Foreclosure, a free foreclosure investment workshop. Register at coloradoseminar.com. Many homeowners in default have few options except for people like you who help keep lenders from taking their property and help them avoid the stain of foreclosure on their credit report. If you'd like to find out more about becoming a hero to a homeowner in distress, attend this free workshop. Coming to the Denver area December 18th through 20th. Register online now at www.coloradoseminar.com. And receive a free gift just for attending. Seating is limited. Register now at www.coloradoseminar.com. Learn how to buy real estate up to 50% below market value. Register online now while there are seats left at www.coloradoseminar.com. That's www.coloradoseminar.com. Again, that's www.coloradoseminar.com.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's, I didn't mean to step on that. Good morning. It's 6:36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 64 under breezy skies. And if you miss any or part of the show, get it on podcast at am760.net. And you can also IM me at am760.net. This is part two of my interview yesterday with Senator Ken Salazar. Then when this is over with, we'll go to our traditional Friday open phones. But here's part two of my interview with Senator Salazar. One last thing here.
Yes, Jay. And by the way, I love being on your program.
See, I'm not that bad, am I?
No, you should invite me more often, you know?
Well, you should come more often. I've only tried to get you on 80 million times in the last year and a half. All right. If you were running for Senate in Colorado, and you had a challenger, and you beat that challenger, you beat him in a primary, and you were the party nominee, and as a Democrat, you'd want all of us to say, okay, you're the nominee, and you're our guy, and we're voting for you. If you had another senator, the second senator, who would also happen to be a Democrat, if he turned around and said, but wait a minute, the guy who lost in the primary is really a good guy, I think you should vote for him, if there was some kind of second chance law like there was with Lieberman. I mean, do you think backing Joseph Lieberman was like a right thing to do after the Democratic voters in Connecticut had said no to him?
You know, for me it was. And I know that there were people who disagreed with me here in Colorado and across the country, but here's the reality about Joe Lieberman. You know, he has a different point of view on the war in Iraq, although I think he's come back more to our side on that issue. But if you look at his record, and I think, you know, you should always look at every person in political leadership in terms of the entire context of their record. Joe Lieberman was with us in fighting against George Bush on Bush's efforts to try to eliminate Social Security. Joe Lieberman was with us in terms of many criticisms with respect to how the Bush administration was handling Homeland Security, how they were so inept and incompetent in dealing with Katrina. Joe Lieberman was with us in, I would say, 95% of the issues that come before the United States Senate. You know, he's been a friend of mine for a long time, you know, back in days when nobody ever thought that someone of my background could ever be elected to attorney general. He was here to help me. You know, he came in my 2002 campaign to say, hey, this guy's a good guy. He can be a good attorney general. So, you know, I can't forget the fact that I walked through many, many tough battles with Joe, and I wasn't just going to throw him under the bus. You know, I think it would have been the wrong thing for me personally to do.
All right, I can respect that. Last question for you, because I know you're running out of time. The immigration arrests yesterday, the ICE enforcement yesterday, the Swift Company, are we ever going to get, do you think that this year, this coming year of 07, will we get a workable immigration plan out of the Senate and out of the House? Will we get this problem solved?
Absolutely. We are committed to making that one of the very high priorities of the new Congress. I think you will see that being announced the first part of January as soon as we are sworn in. I think given all of the work that we did on this issue last year that we are not that far away from developing a program that secures our borders, enforces our laws, but at the same time deals with the reality of the 12 million undocumented workers that we have in our country today, including some of those who were arrested at the Swift plant. You know, I think that the chaos and lawlessness that we currently have in our very broken system has created a trail of victims. You saw many of those victims in what happened in Greeley day before yesterday. You have the company that it becomes a victim because it's going to suffer tremendously under its current workforce conditions. You have the families and the workers who are very much affected, 100 children who have been disconnected from their parents, who don't know where their parents are today. You have the community of Greeley that is very divided, but also very angry about what has happened here. All of this is because we have people in the United States Congress who have decided that the political advantage that they seek to gain from using immigration as an issue of division and hate is much more important than the national security, the economic security, and the human and moral issues that are at stake in this debate. And I think for all of those people, I would say shame on you for having stood in the way of creating comprehensive immigration reform in the way that we tried last year. And we'll be back again, and we'll get it done right, because those values of the United States are values that we need to uphold, and that's you know, national security, it's the enforcement of our laws, and it's also dealing in a human and moral way with the people who are here in this country.
All right, very good, Senator. First time on the show? Was it that bad?
I enjoyed the day anytime.
Was it that
I like
bad?
The question. A good question.
Was it? Is there anything you'd like to say before you go?
Let me just say this. You know, I think that I know you are a progressive voice on the radio, and I think we need to have that, because I think that when you look at the Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and all these other people in the world, there's a lot of that out there, and I think it's really important for the voice of reason and moderation to be out there, and you bring that voice. You know, for me, as a United States Senator, having now served for 2 years, having 4 more years left on my license, I'm excited about this time in our country. You know, we have some huge challenges ahead. I think the major challenge that we face is how we put Humpty Dumpty together again, and which has occurred as a result of a very failed foreign policy on the part of President Bush. I think we need to move forward in a very aggressive way to grapple with the issue of energy and get us energy independence. We need to address the issue of health care, which is crippling the families and the businesses of America today. We need to deal with numerous issues like immigration, which are very difficult issues. But I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that the issues that we face today, as difficult as they may seem, are not as difficult as the issues that were faced by that generation of World War II, of my parents, who fought and served in that war. And I think that at the dawn of this new century, that there is great hope if we can bring our country together. And I expect to be, one of the agents of making that happen.
All right. We hope to have you on again. And I thank you for your time. And hopefully we'll speak again.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Thanks, Senator. I couldn't help but laugh. I mean, he laughed. You know, election night, he comes up to me, and he's laughing. He gives me a hug. He says, oh, I hear somebody in this neighborhood's been talking trash about me. I raised my hand and said, hey, man, it's me. So anyway, and like I said before I started this, I mean, some people sent me angry emails, and they wanted me to lean on the guy and beat him up and do all of that. And, you know, you just don't do that anymore. I mean, it's just not acceptable, and you can ask somebody, and you let him respond, and we'll have him on again, and we'll ask him a lot of other questions as well. All right, it's 6:44. It's 44 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones now on Friday, as it always is. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600, and it's good to have you along here. I don't know what you got planned for this weekend. I'm on, what am I on? Day 3 of this liquid diet, so I got nothing planned as far as food goes. Nothing. Guess I'll just sit around and watch automobile racing this weekend or something.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Prevents.
Amazing.
Zantac's fast.
Zantac before a meal prevents heartburn. Zantac after a meal quickly stops heartburn. Maximum strength Zantac. It's
fast.
Uses directed, controls heartburn in 30 to 60 minutes.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour. I'm Nate 64. Jay Marvin with you. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I got a couple points. First of all, Ken Salazar is just saying that the children are victims of the illegal thing. The children are victims, the company's victims, that the people that were arrested are victims. That right there shows how out of touch this guy is. The only people in that scenario that are victims are the children. The company, they're not victims. If they would hire legal American citizens, they wouldn't have themselves in the situation they're in right now. And the people that got arrested, if they would come here legally, then they wouldn't be in the situation they are in right now. Ken Salazar needs to realize that over 80% of the population in the United States are against amnesty, yet the Democratic Party keeps pushing it. That's why it didn't get through last time.
All right, give me an example of a Democrat who's spoken out for amnesty.
That's what they were trying to push through Congress.
Well, no, you made a statement. Don't give me a generalization. Give me a Democrat who believes in amnesty.
Call it what they want. It was amnesty.
Well, now
it's going to
be now you're going to backpedal to call it what you want. Look,
well,
you and I have been over this ground so many times, that it's like we've got a wagon wheel running it. Okay? You know, look, if you come forward and you make a statement, and you make a broad brush statement, that this is what Democrats are calling for, then I want you to give me the name of an elected congressman or senator who has stood up either on the in the well of the Senate, or on the floor of the House, or on any public television show, or in print, or anywhere else, and has said that the 11 to 12 million people who are already here should just be given amnesty.
They didn't use the exact word amnesty.
Well, then why did you use it?
Because
it's a good Republican talking point, and either you prove what you're saying, or the other thing is withdraw
it. I'll look it up.
All right, go look it up.
Okay, so my next point, Jay, is what they need to do is, number one, they need to find the companies that are hiring the illegals and treat them like they did the executives at Enron. Not only give them huge monetary fines, but give them big jail time, too, to go along with it so that they'll stop doing it. Number two, they need to start laying, if not sanctions on the Mexican government, then stop giving them whatever support we give them until they fix the problems in their own house so their citizens aren't trying to come to our country illegally. And number three, the people that they do catch here illegally, they need to stick them on a plane and fly them to the southern Mexican border so they're not back in the country illegally the next day. That's my solution.
Well, on the part about leaning on Mexico, I'm all for it. The part about heavy jail fines and throwing folks in jail, I'm not for that. I'm not for that for the reason that we already have overcrowded prisons, and we're going to have to spend more tax dollars to construct more prison space when there are other ways to work the problem out. And one of them is principally to look at things like NAFTA, CAFTA, and also our economic and our relationship with Mexico. So I have no problem with all of that. And as far as putting them on jet planes and then sending them to the very eastern part of the country or whatever,
southern,
they've tried that before, and it doesn't work.
It takes them longer to get back into the country.
They still find their way back. It doesn't work. I used to live on the border. I know it doesn't work.
And they also, Jay, need to have better worker programs and let them get here legally. I have no problem with these people getting here
legally. Well, I think everybody's for them getting here legally. I don't think anybody's for them being here illegally. I don't think anybody is for identity theft. I don't think anybody is for any of those things. But I think what people are for, and if they're not for it, they ought to get on board and figure it out, is that we logically have to work the problem out, and that extremes and hysteria is not going to get the situation done, and we've got too much extreme and too much hysteria. I'll give you an example of hysteria and extremes. You want one?
Sure.
Okay, you were going to call me and give me the quote.
I'm getting ready to, yeah.
Yeah, that every day 12 Americans are murdered by illegal aliens.
And that's a quote from either Senator or Congressman King of Iowa.
Yes, Steve King, Republican of Iowa. And it comes off of WorldNet Daily, which is a notorious right-wing website. Trouble is, the study that King cites from the GOA, that's the Government Accountability Office. You've heard of that?
No, but okay. I believe you on it.
Well, the GOA is like a big agency. Go look it up. They got a website.
All right.
That study doesn't exist. Those statistics are not there. That's a lie.
So he's pulling that thin air.
That's right. That's a lie. As a matter of fact, there's an Ivel Press article that ran 2 weeks ago. I believe it's 2 weeks ago now in the New York Times, which quoted several academics who work on this subject, who indicated that in large metropolitan areas where there are large immigration, where there are large immigrant and illegal immigrant populations, crime has gone down, not up. But Mr. King's statement, okay, that of this whole business of these Americans being murdered comes from WorldNet Daily, which, by the way, reports that we found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and the GOA study is not there.
No numbers. Then I guess I had faulty information. Jay, back to how can you not support the CEOs, aside from the jail room. We're putting people in jail all the time for stupider stuff than this. How can you not support them? They know that if they know they're going to get, when they get caught, they're going to jail and they're going to pay heavy, heavy fines, they're going to stop. It's not worth it to hire
people. No, they're not going to stop if you're in poverty and you're starving.
No, I'm talking about the CEOs of the company. If they know that they're going to jail for hiring these people, they're going to stop hiring them.
Well, you just had two guys with a fence construction firm in San Diego ordered to pay a fine yesterday of $5 million. I have no problems with any of that, and I have no problems with going after the employers, and I have no problems with going after the people who are involved in selling false identity papers, but I have a problem the way the workers are handled. And I have a problem with the idea of jailing them, because I'm going to tell you something. There's one thing I have real trouble with. Using the taxpayers' dollars to build prisons, which then become privatized institutions, and many of these companies that build these prisons and operate these prisons are not accountable to the taxpayers and have been found engaging in waste and overruns, and not until we get better oversight. And plus, we have too many people in jail in this country to begin with. Mark,
yeah,
thanks, man. I appreciate
it. Have a good one.
All right. Let's go to Becky in Greeley. Becky, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, you know, I really think that what ICE did the other day was pretty lousy in terms of just right before Christmas or, you know, Hanukkah, and separating these people from their families. But I've got to say that, you know, if you're here illegally, you are breaking the law. And we've got to do something about that. My thought, because I agree that the jail situation in this country is ridiculous, my thought is that if they can prove that they're a productive member of society, hey, I've got a job, I'm enrolled in ESL classes, blah, 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 then, you know, fine. Give them amnesty. I don't care about that. But the ones that are sitting at home and gangbanging up in Greeley, and I'm sorry to say it, having 50,000 kids that are on welfare and WIC, when I'm going to work every day, working my butt off, trying to make ends meet, I've got two children, and, you know, I'm not eligible for those programs. You know, that bothers me.
By the way, it was the GAO, I meant, not the GOA. And you can go to the government website, gao.gov. It was the GAO. First of all, a lot of that is stereotypical, and that's number one. And number two, amnesty is something you give somebody where you just pardon them for all their crimes. I think people who are here who want to become United States citizens have got to earn their way into citizenship. I don't think that they should just be allowed a free pass. And the last thing I'd say to you is that we have to, and I said this the other day when we were talking about this, we got to stop this wink and nod business, okay, which is like, you know, we really don't want you here, but wink, 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 we have jobs for you. I mean, we got to stop fooling around with these people's lives and teasing them and really get down to some serious, serious immigration reform. Thanks, Becky. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Good luck with your surgery.
Hey, have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
9309. 1-800-400-9309.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The wind and the rain are beating up on the Pacific Northwest, washing out roads and flooding basements in Washington State and Oregon. At least three people have been killed.
There are signals out. There are lamps out. You can drive blocks and blocks and not see a single light, not even a light in a window or a Christmas light, because the power's out just about everywhere.
KIRO's Heather Bosch describes the scene in Seattle.
We've had winds that are so strong that the Department of Transportation has had to shut down at least three major bridges. They say it's just too dangerous to let anyone over them this morning.
Blinding snow forced rescue workers to hole up in a lodge near Mount Hood, Oregon overnight. Three climbers have been missing there since Sunday. Frank James hopes the weather will clear so search teams can go out and find his brother and the other two.
We believe in our hearts that despite the forces of Mother Nature, these men will persevere and walk off this mountain.
Inflation? What's that? A report the government released within the past 30 minutes shows that November consumer prices were dead flat after falling in September and October. Consumer prices are up just 2.2% so far this year. They rose 3.4% last year. Wall Street likes low inflation. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up more than 6 points. Well, American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan are getting some new uniforms that could be lifesavers. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, what's so special about it?
Well, they're flame-resistant, made with a DuPont-manufactured fiber Nomex. It resists burning for 9 seconds. The military says that's usually enough time to escape a burning vehicle, and it could help more troops survive homemade bombs and attacks on fuel tanks. Before this, some military families invested their own money to buy the uniforms, hoods, and gloves.
And when does this happen?
Well, it should be standard issue early next year, and some have already been shipped overseas.
It won't be announced for a few more hours, but a new government plan to protect freight and passenger rail lines from terrorist attacks is already under fire. Democrats say it doesn't go far enough. The New York Times says the government has given up on a plan to use fingerprint or facial recognition technology to make sure that foreigners leave the country when they're supposed to. In the English city where five women have been found murdered, the police are giving streetwalkers cash to stay out of sight.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Police are so concerned for Ipswich's prostitutes that they've begun paying them to stay off the streets. The money's come from a local drug charity because so many of the women are addicts. Local officials insist the handouts are being used to pay bills, not to pay for drugs. The hunt for whoever killed five local prostitutes continues.
So what's your day like? New Census Bureau figures show the average person spends almost half the day by the TV or at the computer or reading or listening to music. Over the course of a year,
we'll spend 65 days in front of the TV, 41 days listening to radio, and little over a week on the internet.
Government statistician Lars Johansson. This is CBS News.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
Meg, I'm looking for a holiday gift for my nephew Kyle, the would-be world adventurer.
Would-be?
Well, he hasn't left his kitchen in 2 years.
How about the new HP Pavilion dual-core notebook? 15-inch display, 80-gig hard drive, a gig of memory, just $629.99.
That's great.
Get him everything he needs with a complete gift pack and save. Buy a notebook and save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more. There are many complete gift packs to choose from.
If he ever leaves his kitchen, he'll love it.
If?
Yeah, he lives for ham.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Two suspects have been named in connection with last week's killing of a 7-Eleven convenience store clerk in Aurora. Authorities say 23-year-old John Andrew Doubleday is the man that's seen in the pictures taken by store surveillance cameras. His girlfriend, 22-year-old Amy Renee Lewis, also a suspect. The state may not be issuing any new driver's licenses today. That from the director of the Department of Revenue, who says she needs more clarification on yesterday's ruling by a Denver district judge. The judge temporarily suspended rulings requiring two forms of ID to get a license. Homeless advocates say the rule could prevent many homeless people from getting a license or a job.
It isn't immigrants and aliens who have been trapped by this. It's long-term citizens who just don't have the level of documentation that the state has been requiring.
That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. We'll watch out for a multi-car crash now. Westbound lanes of C-470 approaching I-70. So we're going to see that very bogged down. A secondary problem also causing some delays on that ramp from C-470 to eastbound I-70, a car fire. A couple of surface street wrecks still in the cleanup. We had injuries, 6 at Peoria and 104th at Church Ranch. That one might slow you down a bit hopping on or off the turnpike. Weather today, clouds and sunshine, warm and windy, high of 62. Right now, mostly cloudy, 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more on everything you want and need for the holidays. From fresh food to hot gifts, it's all available at the Walmart price. So hurry in and save even more right now. Merry Christmas from Walmart.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended PAP screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Six minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 64. Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phone Friday. Anything you want to talk about. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's visit together. And let's talk. We can talk about all kinds of things, not just immigration, but anything else you may have on your mind. And this is a really interesting... Really interesting column. Is today the 15th? Yeah, it is the 15th. So it's in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, and it's Mr. Johnson's column, and he's talking about what went on in Greeley. But he says something in here. Is it? I believe it's in his column, and I'm looking for it. But he brings up, oh, no, I'm sorry, it isn't. He does have a good column in there, but Bill Johnson does. But the one that got me was Jim Spencer's column in the Denver Post. Sorry about that, Bill. But listen, Jim Spencer has this comment on here. Can citizens pass a test to become one? Have any of you ever taken this test? I've never taken it. Jim Spencer says he tried answering the 144 practice questions. All of them won't appear on every citizenship test. According to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service Department, it'll just be a random 10 of those. At the same time, the need for knowledge is extensive enough to make you wonder if this country expects more of wannabe Americans than it does of its own native-born. I, for instance, blanked on the name of the Chief Justice of the United States. I didn't know the number of amendments to the Constitution, and I guessed wrong on the minimum age to be president. Now, if you put me on the spot on all these things, I'm not so sure I can answer them, but if I had a chance to think about them, I know I could. I was able to identify the country's longest river and its highest mountain, but I remained at a loss as to how that bears on my civic qualifications. Can Americans name exclusive functions of state and federal government? Okay, my experience is most Americans cannot. Based on my limited experience of talking to people on the radio, on big radio stations and small radio stations over the last 18 to 20 years. Can they discuss why the Constitution is called a document of limited powers? No. And I don't know, maybe I couldn't do it either. Now, I've got a friend who is extremely smart. But this friend did not said to me one night in a conversation, this friend did not know that there are no term limits for Congress people, that they can run as much as they want to run. Can they explain a presidential veto? I think most people can explain that. Can they explain who wrote the Federalist Papers? I think most of us can understand that. I don't know how many of us can answer that. Was it Madison? Was it John Madison? See, I'm putting myself at vulnerability here by admitting that I may not know these things. Anyway, that's something to think about. Maybe we should routinely make all of us take citizenship tests every 5 or 10 or 15 years. Well, you know, there's nothing worse than getting an orange juice bottle you can't open. There we go. Okay. So maybe that's what we ought to do so that we're better citizens. Just an idea. 303-713-7600. It's open phones on Friday. Let's go to John Longmont. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, John.
So there's two things I'd like to talk about if I have time.
I'll give you all the time you need.
Give me time. One is on the subject of immigration, and I agree with a lot of what was said before. You know, we've got 12 million people here. We've got to do something about it. Shipping everyone back isn't just not an option, but we do need to control our borders, and we got to get that under control quickly. We'll never solve the problem until we do that. But specifically, what I puzzle with and struggle with is the thing that 12 million people can come across our borders, have kids in the United States, and they're illegal, and automatically their kids become citizens.
Oh, you don't like that part of the Constitution, right?
Well, it's that part of the Constitution was in other countries. Some other countries allow it, and some other countries don't. And some other countries put limits on it. If you're here illegally and you've snuck in and you're here illegally and you have a child, I'm not sure that I agree that the children that are born to illegal people should automatically get citizenship. If you're here legally, I have no problem with that. But we're failing to control our borders, so we have this tremendous illegal immigration problem. And then the fact of the matter is that if you look statistically at the Hispanic population coming from Mexico, they have large families, too. I think it's 3 to 5 kids per family. And if they come across with no kids and they have 5 children, now you've got 5 more people who are now upping the population of the United States. And we have a population problem in the United States, which is impacting our environment and everything else. And it also creates this dichotomy or this problem where you arrest the family parents for being illegal, and well, the kids are all U.S. citizens. You can't ship them back to the country of origin because they're legal citizens. So now you've got this problem that's created because you have that law that says you're born here, you're a citizen. And I'm not sure what the answer is. I just struggle with that.
Do you want to change it?
I think we ought to look at it. I think we should have a national debate about whether illegal, whether people here who are illegal and are flouting our laws and have children should automatically have their children.
Wouldn't it be kind of weird though if somebody said to you, "Well, like, where were you born?" and you said, "Colorado, the United States."
Right.
Oh, then you must be a United States citizen. No, I'm not.
Right, but let's take it the opposite. I don't know what this country's laws are, but let's say you were vacationing in Dubai, and your wife was pregnant, and that you had a child there. I don't know whether you would automatically get Dubai. Your child would automatically get Dubai citizenship.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, in a lot of countries they hold dual citizenships.
A lot of do, like Germany and some European countries do, but some countries don't automatically give you U.S. The citizenship of that country just for being born there if your parents were not actual citizens of that country. And I'm not sure. I mean, we opened our borders, and when all these laws were written, they were with the thought process that people were going to come here legally, We're welcoming immigration.
Yeah, but you know something, though? We never really, really opened our borders. I mean, what we did was we had immigration quotas, and we would adjust those depending on what kind of labor and what we needed at the time. But we've always had a special kind of outlaw, kind of look the other way, kind of agreement with Mexico and South America. They used to call it, back in the 50s, they used to call it the Bracero programs, where we would get, principally in places like California and in a lot of places in the West, Colorado, I mean, where we had agricultural work, where we would get them to come do agricultural work,
right.
And we kind of, you know, turned a blind eye. And then, of course, we've also had an unusual relationship with the Cubans as well, where it
right.
used to be that any Cuban who landed on American soil immediately became an American citizen, and then they went to the wet foot, dry foot policy.
Right.
And so they've got that, but the Haitians don't have it. And all this stuff needs to be worked out, but it needs to be worked out in a rational, non-
I totally agree there.
Hysteric manner. And the
right.
feeling I get, here's the feeling I get. I'm not getting it from you, okay?
Right.
But the feeling I get is there's no more communists. So now what we have left is two groups of people who we can cheaply and easily go after, and the majority of the public will go along with it and think it's fine, and that's illegal immigrants and Hispanics and Muslims. And they're always getting batted around.
Right. And I agree totally that they're being used as a convenient whipping post for political gain. But we do have, I mean, we all have to agree that we do have an immigration problem.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We have to deal with, and we have to deal with it in a rational way. And we have to secure our borders. We cannot continue to have the illegal crossing of the borders by people who are not allowed to be here legally, and we have to get it to a legal immigration problem, and illegal immigration needs to be a very small, controllable thing rather than what it is now, which is just out of control, and we have 12 million people who are here illegally that we don't know what to do about because the problem is so huge. Enough on that issue. I tried to call earlier about the Iraq Study Group, and I wanted to mention something about that too. I'm not a real fan of the Iraq Study Group's report, and specifically, I liked what they said in terms of the definition of the problem and all that, and I agree with most of that. What I don't think it is, I don't think it goes far enough, and I don't think it is aggressive enough in terms of what we need to do. And my particular feeling on that is that we have created such a problem there, we can't solve it. And the Iraq Study Group thinks that we can solve it by what they're saying. I think what we need to do is go to the Middle Eastern countries, specifically the Arab countries that are there, and say, we're dumping this in your lap. We went in there, we screwed it up. We need to admit that. And we're not going to be able to solve it because our troops' presence there is just a blasting cap sitting on a keg of powder. And you guys are going to have to solve this problem. We can help you economically, but you're going to have to come together or you're going to have a regional war. And if we don't get to that kind of thing, I don't think it's going to get solved at all. And I think we're just going to be there for a long, long time and have a lot of American lives lost.
There are parts of the Iraqi Study Group report I don't like either, and one of the things I don't like is no set timetable. But I agree with you. We've got to get other people in the region involved in this situation, or we're going to have a hell of a problem. Then you've also got the Iraqis who have been loyal to us and what happens to them after we leave, and we've got to work all this stuff out. The thing is, we've got a leader of this country who just can't catch on to the fact that the majority of us out here, man, do not want to continue on
right.
the same course. And then you got people like McCain and the rest of them who are running around. St. McCain talking about 20 or 30,000 or 35,000 more troops. And you know what? I don't think the public wants it. I think what we want is we want to get out. So
I truly think McCain is off his lithium. I don't know. He's just crazy talking right now.
Well, he's running for the presidency. But I'm with you, man. I'm with you on the Iraqi thing 100%. John,
but
thank you.
The embedded troops and everything, just one thing. The embedded troops, I just think that is absolutely the wrong thing. We've got to get the other Arab countries' troops in there to do the training and do the embedding to solve the problem, or it won't get solved.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jay.
You may be very well right about that. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, man.
See ya. All right, two lines open.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of From Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
70, so you're going to see lots of activity off on the shoulders there. Also had a car fire from that ramp to C-470 to eastbound I-70, so definitely some snags in that area. Otherwise, I-70 itself, not too bad right now. Cutting across the city, we are getting a little bit more traffic eastbound out of Wheat Ridge. No delays getting out to DIA, where we only have a 5-minute security wait time. Weather today, clouds and sunshine, warm and windy, high of 62. Right now, mostly cloudy and 43. Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
721, 21 minutes after 7. If you're looking for a unique, memorable gift idea this holiday season, what about the gift of a better night's sleep? That's right, you can really give a good night's sleep with a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. This is a great option for the spouse who has everything and deserves something special. Plus, it's always fun to give a gift that you can enjoy yourself as well. The dual air chamber design of the Sleep Number bed means each of you will have your own Sleep Number on the same bed. Or what about the kids, parents, or the bed for the guest room? Everyone can benefit from a deeper, more restorative sleep of the Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is between 75 and 80, and I get the best sleep of my life. And Mary sets the Sleep Number at what she wants, and she's getting a great night's sleep every night, too. The Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an old-fashioned innerspring mattress, but industry tests have proven that, you know what? It lasts twice as long. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So give yourself or someone you love for the holidays something really to remember. Visit your Select Comfort store. You'll find great gift ideas starting as low as $19.99. And we've got Select Comfort stores all over the place. As a matter of fact, we've got them in 11 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, the Promenade Shops at Sentara, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Another holiday season, and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let's bring our military
coming back home.
Good morning, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. Hi today, 64, AM 760 Progressive Talk, open phones. Got a lot of lines open this morning at 303-713-7600. Here's a story that we never really got to, but I pull these things out routinely and always want to talk about them. I'm really drawn to them. The Georgia Board of Education voted yesterday to uphold a local school board's decision to leave Harry Potter in the public library. Despite a mother's objections, the board members voted without discussion to back the Gwinnett County School Board's decision to deny this woman's request to remove the best-selling books. First of all, and you got to help me with this. First of all, I have never read a Harry Potter book, so I don't know anything about the Harry Potter books. Other than they're usually successful, and they're based on like witchcraft, right? Or sorcery? Is that what they are? I mean, do we have any Harry Potter fans out there? I know we got to have some. Don't we have some? So that's question number one. And then the other question is, why is it that people feel that they can go down to their kid's library or even to the local library and take a book off a shelf and have it banned? If you don't want your kid to read the Harry Potter book, just don't read it. Now, I never knew this. J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter books, published by London-based Bloomsbury Publishing, PLC, have been challenged a ton of times since 2000, making them the most challenged text of the 21st century. Can you believe that? You know what it makes me feel like? It makes me feel like I should go to Barnes & Noble today. Or the Tattered Cover. Or wherever. And buy a copy of a Harry Potter book and read it. To see what the hoopla is all about. John, would you let your kids read Harry Potter?
Yeah. They're not at that level yet. But yeah, I mean, when they're old enough, I'll let them read Harry Potter. I don't see anything wrong with it. Just like all those other fantasy stories out there.
Yeah, fantasy is not bad for kids, is it? I don't think it is.
I don't think so. Not at all. I used to read stuff like that. Like Encyclopedia Brown was kind of the stuff I used to read when I was a kid, and it was all fantasy.
I'm trying to think of what we used to read.
The Hardy Boys?
No.
He never read The Hardy Boys?
No. No, I can't remember what we used to read. I don't think fantasy is bad. Is fantasy bad for kids? I don't think fantasy is bad for kids. So why are there parents out there that think the fantasy is bad for kids? And, you know, I got this really sneaking suspicion that what I'm going to get is I'm going to get an answer, some kind of an answer that it has some kind of religious connection to it. And once again, you've got to be kidding me that just can't possibly be that there are people who stand up in church on Sunday and preach against Harry Potter books. Now, the challenges on these Harry Potter books most often claim the series encourages children to question adult authority and promotes witchcraft. Don't you want your kid to challenge your authority a little bit? Or do you want your kids to be like robots, and so they don't think for themselves? There's a difference between challenging your authority the right way and then just being out and out rebellious. Isn't that a sign of intelligence? If you question your parents or you question your teachers, is that a sign of intelligence? Do people go like, oh, you know, whoa, boy, you got a smart kid. You got a smart child. Don't they say that? John, you're a father. Kids, I mean, if your kid challenges authority, I'm not talking about being rebellious. I'm talking about asking questions, challenging what you're saying. Don't they say, like, you have a smart kid?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my kid just started kindergarten, so my first child's in school now. But I want him to question stuff, you know? Isn't that kind of what you want your kids to do?
Yeah. Or do you want your kids just to be obedient and not say a word?
Stand in line.
Yeah. So that's what they say about these Harry Potter books, that they encourage children to question adult authority.
I've seen one of the movies, and I just do not pull that out of there. I mean, I've not read any of the books. I've just seen one of the movies, but that wasn't one of the themes I got.
Did you take your kids to see the film?
No, huh? No, it's a little, you know, I don't think my five-year-old would understand it. She's not old enough, I don't think.
Oh, so what was it, just showing on the cable?
Yeah. I watched, not with my kids.
Oh. Was it any good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. You know, I could get into that series, I guess. I don't know if I could read all the books. They're really big and long, but I could sit around and watch the movies over a weekend or something.
Hmm. Witchcraft. That's the other thing. Witchcraft. I can't take people... I know, I'm going to get complaints about this. I can't take people seriously who are into witchcraft. I really can't. I'm not saying that I think that there's anything wrong with it. As long as it doesn't hurt me, I just can't take them seriously. Okay, does that put me in a bad light because I just blurted that out and said that on the radio? And I'm not basing it on any kind of religious thing either. I just can't take those people seriously. Well, I'm a Wiccan. Well, you know, so... Okay.
What about palm readers?
No, I think palm readers are full of it. I'm a Wiccan. Oh, you guys make furniture? I have no clue what that, you know. Okay, I'm getting myself in deeper here, and I can just feel the emails coming from people. Ah, you know, I'm a Wiccan, and how dare you talk that way about it, and you know, it's a religion, and you're supposed to engage in tolerance and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's some things, I mean, you can just come forward and go, hey, I don't get it, I don't respect it, I don't like it. Like, okay, you know, hey, I don't like cauliflower. You like cauliflower? I don't like cauliflower. It's kind of the same thing. All right, we'll take your calls coming up here. 7:32, 32 minutes past the hour. Gina, are you down on Harry Potter?
It's not one of my favorites. I've seen all the films because my mom's a big fan, so I have gone with her to see them. But, you know, it was okay. I didn't. You know what I really like as far as fantasy? I really liked Lord of the Rings. Now, that was a trilogy I really got into.
But you don't think Harry Potter encourages rebellion and witchcraft, do you?
You know, I have mixed feelings about that.
Oh, really? You think it does?
I don't know.
You think it does?
I don't know. I mean, it's been very influential. You know, it's been hugely popular, and so a lot of kids are watching that stuff. So I don't know. I don't know how I don't have children, so I don't know how a child takes that if they just say, oh, that's fun, or if they really are influenced by it.
You never played witches and...
No, I never did
warlocks
that.
Or whatever
no.
It was when you were a kid.
No.
Gina.
I never did that.
Gina. Don't lie to us, Gina. You ran around your backyard with a tall hat on and a black cape,
yeah,
and a broom.
Sure.
Come on.
I would have gotten a whooping for that.
Really?
Probably.
For being a witch?
Yes.
Why?
It's just not... I can't even recall... I don't know. It just wasn't... It wasn't there. I did all the usual things kids do, you know? Play doctor and all that kind of stuff, but... No. Never had any desire to want to be a witch. You know, I think that stems from Wizard of Oz. You know, the witch was the bad. She was bad. The wicked witch.
I'll get my hands on you, my little pretty.
Exactly. I was scared of the wicked witch.
Yeah, you know, when I lived in Hollywood, I would see her go into Musso and Frank's and eat lunch every day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She was probably a really nice lady, too.
I don't know. I never talked to her. She's like really 1,000 years old, man. Didn't look like she wanted to be bothered by any 19-year-old kid. 303-713-7600, one to open line. We'll go to your phone calls coming up next. Gina, Friday traffic, what's it look like?
It doesn't look good, Jay. We've got a lot of problems. We have a brand-new wreck northbound 25 at Alameda. That's blocking a couple of lanes. Southbound 25 south of the Thornton Parkway. We have another collision there that was also blocking lanes. Traffic at a crawl. A multi-car collision westbound C-470 approaching I-70. And we also had a car fire on that ramp. So it's turning out to be a pretty tough morning.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life. That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off.
It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:38, 38 minutes past the hour. High today is 64. This show available in podcast at am760.net. It's open phones. Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600. Yay! Harry goes to wizard school, but the books are more than that. They are about friendships, loyalty, and adversities of life. They are marvelous books, and yes, you should read them, and read the books before going to see the movies. The movies follow the main plots of the books, but leave out a lot, and that comes from Elizabeth. Okay, I got several instant messages, several IMs from people saying that I should check the books out. All right, let's go to Sarah in Firestone. Sarah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to just say that I've read every Harry Potter book, as has my husband. My kids are too little to read them, but they've seen every movie. And I agree with what I thought I heard you say on the instant messages, is that what my daughters take away from it is that Harry's a good, you know, a good kid who does the right thing, you know, when faced with problems, and that the kids who tease him are terrible and mean. Neither one of them have come to me saying they want to be a witch. And I think if people want to get all upset about Harry Potter, then we have to look at just about every Disney movie ever made for kids, because there's magic or a witch or something in there. So I think that's kind of a hysterical overreaction, just like when people got upset about SpongeBob and his friend Patrick being gay.
You know, yeah, but according to this blows my mind. According to the deputy director for the association's Office of Intellectual Freedom, this is the American Library Association, that this has turned out to be one of the most challenged books, one of the most challenged texts of the 21st century. What is going on here?
Well, I think it's just an easy target. It's very popular. You know, and actually, I've enjoyed those books immensely. They're huge, but they're very fast reads, you know, because they're written for kids. So adults, you know, who are interested can get, you know, the first couple of books probably read in a day and a half, you know, that kind of thing. I think it's popular. It's an easy target, you know. And I think it's gotten kids to read who've never wanted to read before. You know, when they release those Harry Potter books, kids, you know, stay up all night reading the book.
Right, which
I
think is a great thing.
I agree. I agree. You know, people should be thanking J.K. Rowling for, you know, reinvigorating the idea of reading rather than, getting upset about it. She also, I think she gives nods to, you know, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, the Chronicles of Narnia. I mean, I don't know. I just really, I'm kind of befuddled by why people would get upset about this.
It's See, like so I am said, I.
I'm sorry?
I said, so am I.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, I put it akin at the, it's as ludicrous to me as the thing about getting upset about SpongeBob and his friend Patrick being gay. You know, it makes no sense. And it's just an easy target. I guess they can whip up, you know, kind of hysterical, you know, nonsensical support.
I don't know. It's, you know, yeah, it's just weird. It's like, give me a break. It's a kid's book. I mean, we got to have it off the library shelf. People who want to take books off shelves just bother me in general. Sarah, thank you. Have a good weekend. I appreciate the call.
Oh, thanks. You too, Jay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next thing they're going to say is Peter Pan is about defying authority. Or how about Peter Pan is about arrested child development because he wants to stay a child all of his life. Or maybe Peter Pan is about being gay. Or, since Peter Pan has no sex drive, maybe Peter Pan is about being a eunuch. Or maybe there's some kind of hidden message in the name Peter Pan. Let's go to, it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. Let's go to Jim in Lakewood. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I want to take significant issue with your derision of cauliflower.
I just don't like cauliflower, man. I've tried.
I mean, cauliflower is a great food. If you ate more of it, you wouldn't be going to have an operation.
I try to eat it. I can't. I just don't like it. I don't like Brussels sprouts either, man. Do you like Brussels sprouts?
I love Brussels sprouts in butter sauce. Oh, God, that is heaven.
Oh.
At least once a week I have Brussels sprouts, and twice a week I have cauliflower.
I'm taking you to a Brussels sprouts luncheon.
You do that. I'm there.
And I'll pay.
You got it.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Seriously, Jay.
Yeah?
I actually called
yeah?
to bring up two things.
Yeah?
The first thing is, did you read the article this morning about all those people applying for jobs up at the Swift plant?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And do you know why they're applying? Because Swift has decided to pay more money.
Yep.
$1,500 signing bonus.
Well, they have to.
Which is the point that I make, and that is that it isn't that illegals are doing jobs that legal workers won't do. It's that illegals are doing jobs that legal workers won't do for what the employer's willing to pay.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, 100% I'm on the same exact beam as you are, that the fact is that these employers have been playing this wink and nod game with illegal immigrants and with labor like that. And while the rest of us sit here and fight each other, and get into these ludicrous dialogues about the best way to punish these folks, you know, who trudge all the way up here from Meacham Khan or wherever the hell they've come from, the employers and these big corporations, they're just laughing their you-know-whats off because, man, they're getting away with murder.
Well, so that was the first point I wanted to make because I must say I keep hearing, despite all of the research and evidence out there, that this statement that illegals do what legal workers won't do.
Well, in some areas, though, let me caution you about one thing, though. In some areas, that is true.
Like what?
A lot of backbreaking, very, very hard agricultural work.
Actually, illegals represent only 49.2% of the labor force in the farm area, based on the Census Bureau's report of March of this year.
Yeah, but they usually do the 42% that are there usually do the worst of the worst jobs. And I've had
I've had growers
call me, and I've had growers send me emails saying that they're willing to pay way above minimum wage and can't get anybody.
Are they willing to offer health insurance? Are they willing to provide a real job?
One guy was willing to provide health insurance. The others did not say.
Okay. The next thing my second issue I wanted to touch base with you about was your objection to the use of the word amnesty. I have here the dictionary definitions, and I can give them to you if you want to. One of the things that progressive polemicists have learned from their conservative counterparts is if you don't like a word, just define it so narrowly that, of course, you can say it doesn't apply. If you look at the dictionary definition of amnesty, what the Specter bill does is, in fact, provide amnesty. You know, what are the consequences, the legal consequences that illegal immigrants in this country face now? If you consider those and then look at the Specter bill, what it is it is a pardon to all of these people for the past wrongs they have committed.
Except that they just can't walk out in society and go about their business as if nothing has happened.
Except that, yeah, but there is no punishment attached to the wrongs.
They have to make a choice. They either have to get in line. They would either have to get in line and start to get the citizenship process rolling, or then they would have to leave the country.
And the bottom line is, get the citizenship process going. That's not a punishment. What there, in fact, is, if you actually believe that the United States is the greatest country in the world to live in, that's a reward. They are getting the opportunity to do something that a vast majority of the world is not going to get from us. So it is an amnesty program, and we need to understand that.
My response to that is that amnesty connotes to me that you just get off scot-free, and I don't see where you have to pay back money and perform certain duties, which they're talking about, many of the programs are talking about paying back taxes and things like that.
They're not getting amnesty from their tax fraud. But
I don't consider that to be amnesty of any kind. That's your opinion, but I mean, I consider it to be coupled together, and you can call it whatever you want to call it, but the fact is that we have to work the situation out and the problem out, and that there is no easy solution to this, and not everybody is going to get what they want to get, and we can fight over terms and the defining or the narrowing or the broadening of the term amnesty. But there's one thing that certainly we're not going to do, and we're not going to do it because we can't do it. We're not going to go around and deport 12 million people.
Oh, I don't think we are either, nor do I suggest that we immediately deport 12 million people. But I think we have to get an enforcement provision put in place before we start talking about anything else. Because in 1986, when we passed the last Immigration Reform Act, you know, the labor movement and those of us who were concerned about the influx of illegal immigration were promised that if we allowed that point, I think it was 4 million illegals to obtain legal status, in exchange for that, we would have enforcement of our immigration laws. Well, we were lied to through Democratic and Republican administrations and Congresses. The enforcement half of the 86 law was never undertaken with any real good faith.
Well, I have no,
and they're talking about doing it again. The Specter bill is exactly like the 1986 bill.
I have no objection to enforcement. I am not in complete support of the Specter bill. To me, I think the problem is too complex and needs to be worked out, and it needs to be the kind of agreement where not everybody walks away happy. As a matter of fact, most people don't walk away happy. But I'll tell you one thing I'm not willing to do. What I'm not willing to do is I'm not willing to take Hispanics, Latinos, whatever term you want to use, okay? And I'm not willing to pull a Dave Schultheis on them, that because they have a Spanish surname, that I'm suddenly going to put a gun to their head and say, okay, are you legal or illegal, or what? And get through that, go through that, all of that crap.
I think everybody in this country should go through a verification process without regard.
That may be true, but the point I'm trying to make here is, and I'll cut to it because I'm running out of time.
Sure.
The point I'm trying to make is, okay, stop the hysteria and stop scapegoating people, because scapegoating people in hysteria is not the American way. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, 751. Traffic, Gina.
Thanks, Jay. It's been a pretty rough ride so far. We've had several wrecks, and they're all affecting your primary highways. Northbound 25 at Alameda, bogged down as you come up through the bridges. Southbound 25 at the Thornton Parkway, making for a really tough ride through the Thornton North Glen area, of course, and westbound C-470 at your I-70 merge. We also had a car fire that was off on that ramp, so give yourself plenty of extra time as you make your way out. Weather today, clouds and sunshine, warm and windy, high of 62, becoming mostly cloudy, windy along the foothills with a low of 37 tonight, right now under mostly cloudy skies and 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for something fun to do on New Year's Eve? Ring in the new year with AM760 Progressive Talk and Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
This is Big Head Todd.
AM760 is sending 5 lucky listeners and their guests a dinner and the Big Head Todd concert at the Paramount Theater on Sunday, December 31st. Log on to AM760.net for your chance to win dinner and a pair of tickets to the show. Make this New Year's Eve one to remember with Big Head Todd and AM760 Progressive Talk.
If your child has a drug problem and nothing seems to help, don't stop dead in your tracks. A chemical dependency counselor can still help you get your family back on the right track. A tip in your family's interest presented by Metro Pavers, reminding you that Denver is a great place for everyone to work, shop, and live, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Metro Pavers in Denver, always concerned for the future, safety, and welfare of children.
Now through Monday, it's 70% off select signature suits at Joseph A. Bank. Plus, select leather jackets and corduroy blazers, 70% off. That's all corduroy blazers, regularly $4.50, now $1.35. How about a huge selection of top coats, sport coats, and blazers, 60% off. With all cashmere blazers, regularly $5.95, now $2.38. Consider all sweaters 50% off, plus a huge selection of dress shirts, sport shirts, and wrinkle-resistant khakis, $29. It's great gifts for men at Joseph A. Bank. Signature suits, leather jackets, corduroy blazers, 70% off, plus every sweater in the store, 50% off, now through Monday.
At Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs, now open in Aurora, and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
7:54, 54 minutes past the hour. Let's get into the holiday season mode. And if you've got kids, here's a great way to do it. Go to Rocky's Autos. Why? Because Rocky's going to have Santa Claus Old St. Nick is going to be there tomorrow between noon and 4, and then also on the 23rd between noon and 4. So it'll be a great time for your kids to see Old St. Nick. Tell them what you want. Tell your kids what, you know, have your kids tell St. Nick what they want, and be able to just get out in Rockies and have a good time, because it is a family-oriented place. And St. Nick will be there, Santa Claus, this weekend, this Saturday, noon until 4. And then on Sunday, from noon until 4. And, of course, while your kids are there telling Santa what they want, you, too, can see if there's a vehicle out of Rocky's massive inventory of over 650 vehicles that'll fit underneath your Yuletide tree. And they've got everything you can think of out there. Four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, every automobile is in tip-top shape, winter conditionized, ready for the winter, and we're talking clean, late model vehicles that are just something else. What a great place to get a great deal. Matching down is continuing, so it's like Rockies will give you up to a $1,500 holiday gift to buy your new car. Whatever you put down, up to $1,500, Rockies will match. So you got Santa Claus and you got matching down. Check out Rockies inventory. And pre-qualify for a car loan. Do it in the comfort of your own home or your office at RockiesAutos.com. Ask for Steve or Jason. They handle that. Or get out there and see my friends Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato. Just all the folks at Rockies are good people. There's a reason that they're so successful, and that reason is because they know how to treat you right. And you talk about getting the holiday spirit. Man, they're cranked up for the holidays. Rockies Autos, check them out, corner 63rd and Federal.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network, with support from Merck.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin and Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now, that blabbermouth is back on the air, and we're sick of it. 7:57, good morning. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 64, AM760.net, podcasts available, and IMs, and email, and General Mayhem. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600, as it is every Friday. Got Christy Harvey from the center coming up after 8 o'clock. But I got time to squeeze in another call, and I'm certainly going to do it. Here's Deborah in Colorado Springs. Deborah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I have to say that I really respect you because you have absolutely no tolerance for stupidity.
Including my own. Go ahead.
Well, you're always willing to educate yourself, too. That's the best part. I just want to call a comment about the Harry Potter books. I have seen the movies. I have read the books. And, you know, there's tons of other authors out there that do the whole fantasy, triumph against adversity. And, you know, we teach our kids that there's a Santa Claus, there's an Easter Bunny, and that's healthy fiction. They're going to have to grow up someday, so why not let their imaginations have fun in the meantime?
Fantasy is good for kids, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, as long as, you know, they're not escaping reality with it for long periods of time in, you know, abusive or bad situations.
Yeah, that's very, very true. That's very, very true. Thanks, Deborah. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
No worries.
All right. Christy Harvey, then more open phones coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. No, we will not talk about Tim Johnson. God, that was ghoulish of the media yesterday. All right, stick around.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Let the Sony HD Test Drive representatives help you do a side-by-side comparison where you'll learn how to choose a great high-definition television and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV. Take the Sony HD test drive this weekend at Sears, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Come on in for a test drive at select locations or take a virtual spin online at Sony.com/HDTV. That's Sony.com/HDTV. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
I'm Heather Voss in Seattle. A fierce windstorm is pounding Washington State. Three people are dead, two killed by falling trees. One woman died when she was trapped by mud and water in her own home. Three major bridges have been shut down because of high winds, and it's estimated that as many as a million utility customers are without power. For more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
Blistering wind and blinding snow are keeping search teams from looking for three climbers missing on Mount Hood, Oregon, for close to a week now. Jerry Cook's wife, Michaela, told the CBS News Early Show she's sure her husband is still alive.
I know he's thinking of me and that he's staying strong and that he wants to come back down to me because he doesn't want me sitting here worrying about him.
A government plan to protect America's rails is under attack. CBS's Steve Kathan tells us why.
Democrats on Capitol Hill say it's too little, too late. Some say they want hazardous materials rerouted away from places where an attack could do the most damage. A hit on a rail car filled with chemicals in a big city, they fear, could be a catastrophe. But the government says some of those ideas are unrealistic and cost too much.
In Iraq, two Marines have been killed in battle west of Baghdad. 53 Americans have died this month. An Iraqi official accuses American troops of attacking relief workers. CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston.
Iraq's version of the Red Cross charges that harassment from U.S. forces is a greater threat than insurgent attacks. Speaking in Geneva, an official of the Iraqi Red Crescent Society says some U.S. military forces are apparently confused over the group's symbol and don't realize the Red Crescent is part of an international aid movement.
U.S. officials say they try to show respect to all Iraqi civilians. The Duke lacrosse team rape case takes a new turn. CBS's Jim Krasula has that.
Media reports here in Durham indicate the woman who has accused three Duke lacrosse players of raping her at a team party gave birth last night. That's about 9 months after the alleged incident. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are gathering here at the Durham County Courthouse for a previously scheduled court hearing that's supposed to begin in about a half an hour.
The woman was hired to dance at the party. The players say they did nothing wrong. South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson still on the critical list after surgery stopped bleeding on his brain. If the South Dakota Democrat can't return to the Senate, Republican Governor Mike Rounds could fill his seat with a member of his own party, but that could be a long way off.
There'll be no push to try to force him to resign or something like that. People will just wait and see what happens. Right now, it looks like he's on the way, the early stages of recovery.
CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer. In early Wall Street trading, the rally that lifted the Dow to a new high yesterday is rolling along, boosted by a report that showed no gain in November consumer prices. The Dow is up 48, NASDAQ is up 14. This is CBS News.
Words can never tell you. Form them, transform them anyway. How perfectly dear you are to me. I look back and in every one point, every word and gesture, every letter, every silence, you have been entirely perfect to me. I would not change one word, one look. This is how the poet Robert Browning said, I love you. This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
Deck the halls with boughs of halsley.
Ah, the sounds of TomTom portable navigation devices singing in sweet harmony. And now through the holiday season, if you buy any TomTom, you get $100 off.
$100 off.
It's the TomTom Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution. Heck, give two. TomTom, find your way the easy way.
$100 off.
Good morning, I'm Tori Lopez at AM 760 Local News Update now. Aurora police looking for the man who they think killed a convenience store clerk last weekend. They're looking for 23-year-old John Andrew Doubleday and his 22-year-old girlfriend Amy Renee Lewis. Detective Bob Friel says a video surveillance at the 7-Eleven on Havana and 6th shows Doubleday as the gunman. Lewis faces charges of being an accessory to murder.
We believe that they are traveling with a one-year-old child. The child is a boy. That adds to the interest in finding them as soon as possible.
Police consider both to be armed and dangerous. Trying to stop the role the Democrats are on in state politics, the AP reporting that Colorado Republicans are asking Dick Wadhams to take over the party's chairmanship. Wadhams instrumental in the upset of Tom Daschle by South Dakota Senator John Thune 2 years ago. The former Owens and Allard staffer could not stop the upset, though, this election by Pete Webb over incumbent George Allen in Virginia. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, the good news is northbound 25 moving again from University to Alameda. That crash out of the way. But we're still dealing with blocked lanes westbound C-470 at I-70, as well as southbound 25 south of the Thornton Parkway. So struggling there from collision activity in both areas. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, clouds and sunshine. Warm and windy, high of 62. Right now, mostly cloudy, 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Take the stress out of hosting your holiday party this year with delicious party trays from King Soopers, piled high with meats, cheese, veggies, and more. And don't miss our in-store coupon, good for $5 off any tray, $19.99 and up. King Soopers, right store, right price.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
Shop Elevation Outfitters now through Christmas and save 20 to 50% off selected apparel from the North Face, Patagonia, Spyder, and more. The holiday season is here and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be
six minutes after 8, high today is 64 under breezy skies. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend here along the Front Range. Jay Marvin along with you, and along with us, Christy Harvey, whose resume from the Center for American Progress is just too way long to read. She's the editor of Mic Check. You can see it at miccheckradio.org. She's been co-host of a show with Bill Press. What else haven't you done?
I used to work at the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
That's true.
But yeah, I just try to work really hard to help people. Doesn't that sound nice?
Mm-hmm.
And to beat down bad guys.
There you go. Well, I know where you're going to be at 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Where am I going to be at 1 o'clock Eastern time?
Same place I'm going to be.
And that is?
Well, we'll be glued to the TV for Rumsfeld's farewell address.
Oh, yeah, about that.
Yeah, what about that farewell address?
I have a pedicure, actually, so.
Yeah, I won't be available.
Those things just make me so angry.
I'll be offline. What is this, like the second one of these? Well, he had that town hall meeting, and now he's getting up there with a farewell address? I mean, what the hell?
It's like James Brown. Leave the stage. You're done. It's over. No more encores.
Yeah.
Out of here.
So is this the last one, or does he then get the Medal of Freedom?
He probably gets the Medal of Freedom. He's probably going to do, you know, the victory tour. Donald Rumsfeld and the American Idols. I don't know. He's just not going away very well.
But I
think it's because he didn't want to go. I don't think this is his decision at all. So I think he's just going to milk it as long as he can.
No, he obviously, in the comments that he made off the cuff, I can't remember who to. I don't know if it was CNN or Fox or or MSNBC or who it was. But he more or less pointed out the fact that the president was a liar.
Exactly.
Where the president said, well, we had this meeting, and we agreed, and he's more or less out in public saying, no, we didn't agree, and, you know, over and over again.
I've been shoved out. Exactly. So I actually am sort of excited for Robert Gates. I think that I'm just so ready. I think so many people are, just to get something done in Iraq and And I'm just very ready for that to happen. So I'm hoping that Robert Gates might provide some impetus, but I don't know. You saw President Bush this week. I mean, he was supposed to come up with this great new plan for winning the war, or at least getting our guys out safely, and before Christmas. And this week he did a big old waffle and said, well, now it's more like January. I don't know. I got some Christmas shopping to do. You know, it's very urgent, but we're going to put it off a little while.
I don't get a good feeling about any of this at all.
I really don't.
I think he's going to ignore that Iraqi study group. I think he's going to ignore everything, and I think he's going to do what he wants to do. Speaking of study groups, what is the word about this secret Pentagon report?
I think this is so interesting, and it's really not getting much play, and I think it's because we're all so jaded and so used to being lied to at this point that no one's really focusing on this. But it turns out, you remember back in 2004, the Pentagon put out this big review that said, we looked into it, and we are not doing any widespread abuse or torture of detainees. We're cool.
Right.
And the rest of the world said, well, we've seen the pictures from Abu Ghraib. We've heard the stories from people released from Guantanamo Bay. We're not buying that. But the Pentagon said, nope, we did this big review. Everything is great. So it turns out now, we just found out this week, that Brigadier General Dwayne Thiessen, who was the Inspector General of the Navy, looked into whether or not there was any abuse or torture in that weird brig that we have floating off of Charleston, South Carolina. They built this floating prison and pushed it out just far enough that it's in waters so it doesn't have to abide by U.S. prison regulations. And so he went to check out what was going on there and found we had three prisoners there who were just really, really not being treated well. And he wrote this report, and, for example, the maximum amount of time you're supposed to let someone be in solitary confinement without making it very dangerous to their mental state is 30 days. Longer than 30 days in solitary, and basically you make people crazy. You make them insane. Jose Padilla is down there, and he's was in solitary for 1,307 days. Some other guy down there was in solitary for 16 months. So he wrote up this report and said there are some very bad things happening at this brig. They scrubbed his report out of the final review. They threw it away. And when asked back at the time, well, what about that South Carolina brig? That's not in this report. They said, oh, it didn't need to be because everything there is great.
Yeah, and Jose Padilla's mental capacity is being raised.
Exactly. So the thing is, they shot themselves in the foot. If, in fact, Jose Padilla is one of the bad guys, you know, his conviction could be overturned because of this abuse. And if he's one of the good guys, then we're torturing someone who's innocent. So it's a lose-lose situation for the U.S. Justice Department. And, you know, also, once you stick a guy in solitary for 1,307 days, you can't really trust anything he's saying to you because he's going to make stuff up just so you stop hurting him.
No, exactly. 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey with us. Yes, she is every Friday from the Center for American Progress, unless she's in Las Vegas or some other place. Yeah, exactly, about Jose Padilla, and that whole thing is just shameless. All right, let's talk about the Golden Globes, of which I just don't know a whole hell of a lot about.
Oh, I love the Golden Globes. This is my Super Bowl.
You like the Golden Globes better than the Oscars?
So much better. Everybody's drunk. They're allowed to drink. It's a dinner, and they're allowed to drink during the ceremony. So by the end, everybody is hammered when they get up to accept their awards. It's fantastic. There's always, like, Jack Nicholson wandering around hitting on people on camera. It's phenomenal.
Did any of your favorite movies make it?
Oh, yeah. They also, I like how they split it into best drama and best comedy categories for movies and television. Because then, you know, I think so often really funny, good stuff gets left out of the Oscars, gets left out of the Emmys because they're so focused on the serious stuff. So, yeah, a lot of my favorites made it. Best movie comedy, Borat, The Devil Wears Prada, Dreamgirls.
Oh, The Devil Wears Prada was a great film.
Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. And I've basically worked for 6 years for someone very similar to Meryl Streep.
Yeah, I've worked for people like that, too.
So, you know how closely we identify with her then. It's sort of crazy. Little Miss Sunshine, great movie. And Thank You for Smoking, another good movie. So I was happy about those.
I don't know. Thank You for Smoking. I wasn't all that enthused about it. First of all, I got real enthused because what's her name's in it?
Katie Holmes?
No.
Maria Bello.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Maria Bello, let me tell you about Maria Bello. Maria Bello is one of these women who looks better naked than in clothes.
I thought guys thought that about most women.
No, she's got kind of this, if you see her in clothes, she has kind of this dumpy kind of looking figure, but when she's naked, she's like, oh my God.
So did you have a relationship with Maria Bello, or is this just surfing the internet? I'm curious now, Jay.
Well, what do you think of Mark Foley? No, I just really like her acting ability, and she's been in about three or four of my favorite films. And I got so excited because she was in there.
Right.
And then I watched the movie, and it was like, yeah, it was okay.
They did nothing with her. You know, and in the book, that's a really great part. I mean, I think she's the liquor lobby or something
right,
like that.
Right.
And that's such a fantastic, or she might even be gun lobby, but it's such a fantastic
role. No, she's the gun lobby and the other guy's the liquor lobby, I believe.
Right, right. And yeah, it was throwaway, absolutely throwaway role. So yeah, I'm with you there.
All right, so name some others.
Best TV drama. I'm very excited about this one. 24, great show.
That is a good show.
Big Love, Grey's Anatomy, Lost, and my favorite, Heroes. I was very happy Heroes got the nod.
Nah, I'm going with 24.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought it was interesting because so many of the movies and the TV shows that were picked had political undertones, which, you know, for political junkies like us, it's been a great couple of years in pop culture, you know, when people, I think it started with the big 24, or the big West Wing revolution, but there's so many of the movies deal with interesting stuff. Best movie drama, Babel. Haven't seen it yet, but here it's pretty good.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Bobby. The Departed. Little Children.
Oh, The Departed is the best. Have you seen The Departed?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm
How
hopefully...
can you not have seen The Departed?
I know. I got movie lazy. I have a list of 20 movies I'm going to see over vacation. I'm very excited about it. I actually wrote them down.
I'm trying to think of that Jack Nicholson line with that guy in the movie, The Departed, where they're at the bar, and he says something about, like, my grandmother, you know, she's not feeling well, she's on her way out, and Jack Nicholson says to him, we all are, act accordingly.
Okay.
I mean, it is a great film.
I hear that it's phenomenal, so I can't wait.
And this guy Ray Winstone or whatever is in it.
I love him so much. I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah. And did you ever see him in Sexy Beast?
Sexy Beast is one of my top five favorite movies of all time.
Mine too. I know a bloke. You know this bloke. You know this bloke who knows this bloke.
I think I'll have the calamari.
Why don't you come? Well, you got to fly to Denver. Come to my house and we'll watch it.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
Mary loves it too.
So that sounds phenomenal. But there is some Golden Globe bad news. Gotta tell you.
Uh-oh, what is it?
Apocalypto got nominated for the best foreign language film.
Why is that doing so well at the box office? I speculated on this a couple of days ago. Who is going to see this and for what reason?
The people going to see this are the same people, this is my theory, that are also going to see Saw 3, going to see Hostel, going to see Turista, because this is such a gore fest. Such a bloody, violent, nasty movie, but you throw some subtitles in there and all of a sudden it's acceptable to go and basically see porn violence. I mean, it's just violence for the sake of violence and long, loving shots of blood spurts. And so I think that it's giving a highbrow varnish to a slasher film. That's my theory.
Hmm. Well, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And people like Mel Gibson, people who do these things, they always survive.
They really do.
Why is that?
I think because deep down, none of us really want to hate Mel Gibson because we loved Lethal Weapon so much. And if we now have to hate Mel Gibson, it makes us feel sort of sad that we liked him all those years. So I think, I mean, you know how people in this country are. We're all a pretty forgiving sort. And so, and we have very, very bad memories. And so, you know, you can come back from this stuff all the time.
All right, one last thing here. What the $100 million Goldman Sachs Christmas bonus could buy for poor kids.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if you guys get big, fancy bonuses from your radio studio.
Surely you jest.
But last year, the center went all out and got me a Starbucks card and a notebook holder and a bottle of beer. That was my bonus last year.
Wow.
Which I was thrilled. I thought it was fantastic. You know, I love presents. They don't have to be fancy. But then I got jealous because I read that the average bonus at Goldman Sachs Investment Bank is $600,000, just free money. Here's a present, $600,000.
Gee.
And some of the bonuses for the big shots are up to $100 million. So ABC News had this great thing where they decided to look and see what you could buy. If someone handed you $100 million, what you could do with it. And, for example, if you spent just $37 million of it, you could immunize 40,000 poor kids against disease. That's just $37 million. You could then take $22 million and buy yourself a designer suit for every single day of the year. $7 million, you could provide health care for 1,000 Americans. $14 million, you could buy 350,000 winter blankets to send to poor kids in developing countries who are cold. And, you know, if you had $60 million, if you skimped on the suits and had $60 million left, you could feed 800,000 children for a year.
That's incredible.
So I want to know how many of these fancy pants at Goldman Sachs are actually going to do that kind of stuff, or if they're going to, you know, spend $2.5 million to buy a Rolls Royce in a different color for every day of the week.
I think a Rolls Royce, I think the... What is it? The Shadow, I think, is $500,000.
Right.
For that car.
It's an expensive car. But, you know.
Would you feel comfortable driving a $500,000 car?
I don't feel comfortable driving a Honda. I'm not a very good driver, so the answer there would be no.
I just wonder, who drives a $500,000 car?
Well, if you've got the money for a $500,000 car, why not just get a driver? Why put yourself in
the
driving?
Well, that's what everybody always says to me. Well, because it's supposed to be like...
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a big deal.
Right, right.
All right, how about a $250,000 car?
I'd like to be driven in one. I could sit in the package, could sit shotgun.
No, we're talking Ferrari.
Exactly.
Lamborghini.
Yeah, but the people who buy those cars usually are kind of insecure, I find. If you need a really,
really?
Super
you think
fancy,
so? You
flashy
think
car.
Why? Because I want one? You think I'm insecure?
No.
Because I want one? I just won't turn GOP to get one?
Okay. I amend that theory. I would rather spend my money on something, I don't know, a little more meaningful.
Okay,
I say that, though,
right,
but if I won the lottery,
right,
you know you're going to see me pulling into town in a bright red Ferrari.
All right, so in Chrissy Harvey's mind, what is more, what is meaningful?
Manolo Blahnik shoes.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
In other words, you want to spend it on, and we don't want to be sexist on this show, for God's sakes, but you want to spend it on girly stuff.
Exactly. Well, no, you know, for example, my little sister works at a group home for foster kids that a wealthy benefactor basically set up and put all of this money into an account, and they run the school off of... The interest rate.
Right.
And I always think, you know what? I would love to make enough money that you could do something that really means something like that. So, you know, but I say that now when I'm broke. Give me $100 million,
yeah.
And there might just be a very fancy party with lots of shoes.
Yeah. Give me money, and I've got... Well, it reminds me of Cameron Diaz's film with the other actress. I can't think of her name. What is it, My Sister's Shoes or whatever it is, where she has shoes like it for every day of the week?
Right, right. Gosh, who was in that? I skipped that movie. I'm not much of a chick flicker. I like the...
Well, I was going to say, I mean, was that movie... I was going to ask if that movie was patterned after your fantasy lifestyle.
I skipped it, so I don't know. I go to a lot of martial arts movies, so... Give me Jet Li any day of the week.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Christy, it's great to have you on, and let me think. What is next Friday?
Next Friday. It's the Friday before Christmas.
Yeah, we'll be here. Will you be here next Friday?
I'm going to be in Dover, but I can be on the telephone.
Okay, we'll hold you to that. Dover where? Delaware?
Yeah, I'm from Delaware. I'm a Delaware girl.
Really? I didn't know you were from Delaware.
I am, the first state.
Are you married?
No, not married.
Never been?
Never been married.
How's that possible?
I work a lot. I'm very picky, and I am a commitment phobe, I guess.
See, now, what you need to do is you got to find yourself a guy who believes that his wife should have shoes for every day of the week.
That, I think, is... I'm going to put that on my list of New Year's resolutions for next year.
I think you should do that. Okay, will you email us the contact number...
Absolutely.
In Delaware.
Absolutely.
And we'll do this via the telephone.
Fantastic. Talk to you next
week. Okay, talk to you next week. Thanks, Christy.
Bye.
All right, there's Christy Harvey, 824, 24 minutes after 8. Open phones. That's what Friday's all about. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, let's do it. That's what open phones is all about. 303-71
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Weather today, clouds and sunshine, warm and windy, looking for a high of 62. Right now, mostly cloudy, 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Chrysler premier event. You can see the debut of their new lineup of 2007 Chrysler vehicles, and before the year ends, get up to a $4,000 cash allowance on 2007 Chrysler vehicles, or grab a great deal on the remaining 2006 models.
Mastercraft Truck Equipment reminds you that today's military personnel and their families make many sacrifices for all of us, especially during the holidays. Let's salute them and remember those celebrating this year's holidays away from home. This important message is from Mastercraft Truck Equipment, your complete one-stop truck equipment center. From conversions to parts and accessories, including the latest Adrian Steel van interiors. Visit Mastercraft Truck Equipment at 2180 West Cornell Avenue in Inglewood.
Millions of women across 64 countries agree on one
and only one
wrinkle fighter.
That's Nivea Visage Q10. As the world's number one selling anti-aging face care line, Nivea Q10 moisturizers both reduce and help prevent the appearance of wrinkles. That's why more women around the world choose Nivea Q10 for beautiful, younger looking skin. Nivea Visage Q10, the world's number one best selling anti-aging face care line.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone, have to go, door shut, have to go, no car coming home, have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The FBI is raising fears of new attacks if the blind sheik dies in U.S. custody. What does it mean for the record 65 million travelers this holiday season? OPEC is calling for cuts in oil production, and they're going to keep prices above $60 a barrel next year. Get your checkbook out. Religion in America. What impact does it have in today's political world? We'll have Sally Quinn from the Washington Post, and she's writing a series on that subject.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We'll be right back.
widespread panic. 8:29 minutes after 8. High today, 64. Open phone, 303-713-7600 with BJ Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Catch the show and podcast at am760.net or IM me at am760.net. Let's jump to the phones. And we go to Vince on Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good this morning. How about you?
I'm doing all right. It sounds like you're letting John play some of his silly music.
Yeah, I am. He's got total control.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. You and Christy were talking about all those fancy schmancy cars. Years ago, I was doing a job. I was working for this guy who owns a big corporation that's based out of Denver. And we got to ride from downtown Denver up to Evergreen in the back of the Rolls Royce that the Shah of Iran used to own.
Oh, wow.
It was so weak.
Oh, I'll bet it was, man.
It was a nice gold car. And the cool thing about that is, you know, it's got the flower vases up on the window pillars and things like that on both sides. And the most fun, though, is just having the people stare at you as you drive by. You know, when you get you're a nobody and you get to ride in the back of a car like that, you get to feel like you're a big rock star or something.
Yeah, did it have tinted windows or could people see inside?
No, actually, it was kind of old school. The windows were just they were still pretty clear. They were still clear, and there was the one that went in between the driver and the back.
Oh, right, yeah, the partition.
Yeah, it was like cut crystal.
Yeah, it was cut crystal.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh, man. Now, if you broke something like that, how would you replace that?
Well, I suspect if you've got all the money in the world, it's probably not a big problem.
But what about guys like you and I don't have all the money in the world? What the hell are we supposed
absolutely.
To do?
Absolutely. Well, as you probably know, since I'm still alive, I didn't break it, so that's a good thing.
Well, at least you got a ride in one, man.
Yeah. Oh, it was really slick. And then you guys last week you were talking about the what is it, a Tesla?
Yeah, that the all electric car that is handmade and goes like 100 miles an hour and costs like $100,000 or something.
You know, the slickest thing about that, in my mind anyway, is it's totally silent. Could you imagine going 100 miles an hour like? With no sound.
No, you'd have tire whine, and you probably have gears.
Well, you do have a little bit, but I mean, when you're, you know, compared to the roar of a big engine that you're used to, it's got to be a really a strange sensation going that fast with that little amount of noise.
Boy, I wish somebody around here had one. I would love to test drive one.
Well, we saw the movie Who Killed the Electric Car last week, and apparently there are a number of private companies that have them. I guess there's another kind of sporty car called the Fetish that's
right.
Also electric. So
yeah,
anyway.
But I just, if you go to, what is it, Tesla? I never get the name right, but if you go to Tesla's website, there's a picture of the car sitting there, and I just wish somebody here in this area had one. I'd love to take that baby out like on I-25 or on 36 or something and just see what it would be like.
I suppose you're bound to see one eventually. There are enough people with a lot of money in this town that one of them is bound to turn up. I was in Grant Junction once. They're having a car show, and I got to see one of my dream cars of all time, a 1936 Cord. What was it, 820, I believe, is the name of the model of the car? Remember the Cord?
I just saw a Cord the other day.
Oh, what a gorgeous car.
Yeah, they are nice cars. You're right about that. Vince, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait till cars, electric technology with automobiles, gets to the point where where it works good and you can have them and they have some speed to them and all that kind of stuff. Because I'm definitely into that, and I want to try this car so bad. I really do. I wish somebody around here had one that they would let me try it. Of course. I also want to drive somebody's Ferrari as well. It's 8:33. We got three open lines at 303-713-7600. So get off your half moons, use them or lose them. Let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still a pretty difficult drive along the I-25 corridor, although we look great through the tech center. It's very heavy coming up through the bridges into downtown for that northbound side. Southbound 25 still jammed out of Thornton North Glen. That was due to a wreck of the Thornton Parkway we've had for quite a while, again, into your downtown area. The wreck that was bogging down westbound C-470 approaching I-70 is finally gone, though. Get the good stuff.
Get a grip on the perfect holiday gift with Napa's Vice Grip two-piece groove lock plier set. Quick, precise adjustments let you work fast and grab hold of fasteners, nuts, and bolts of all shapes and sizes. The slide button adjusts up to 50% faster, and the anti-pinch design prevents handles from pinching fingers. Pick up your groove lock plier set at Napa for just $34.99, plus save an additional $15 with mail-in rebate. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
News on demand, now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's News on Demand with video from AM760.
Progressive Talk.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you ever dreamed of? Now you can. Tori says,
my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com.
Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. You'll find peace of mind knowing that every Toyota SUV comes standard with vehicle stability control to keep your family safe in harsh or icy conditions. And now get great customer cash, like $1,500 on the new 07 Sequoia or $2,000 on the new 06 Sienna, the minivan that received the top rating from NHTSA Inside Impact Crash Test. Or choose low APRs on many of your favorite SUVs, like the new 07 Highlander or new 07 4Runner. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, time is running out. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. varies by region. See participating dealer for details. NHTSA 2006 5-star rating. www.safercar.gov. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Said, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you forgiven me. But
good morning, 837, 37 minutes after 8. High today, 64. Under breezy skies, although it's partly, would you call it cloudy out, or would you call it partly cloudy out?
I'd call it cloudy.
I'd call it cloudy. I hate days like this that are cloudy, though. I don't mean to be negative at 8:38 in the morning, but I really do. Days like this make me have to struggle with depression.
And want to go home and just lay in bed with the covers over your head.
Ugh, makes me really glum. And, 303-713-7600, three open lines here. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, from Iraq to immigration to whatever it is that interests you, anything we've talked about earlier in the week, you can get into that. It doesn't make any difference. Or if you want to talk about movies or whatever seems to be on your mind, whatever it is that you want to talk about, you certainly can get into it. You know, I got to say a couple of things right here, and I've been holding off saying this all morning, and I think since I think now's the time to put this in here, it just to bounce this off you to see what you think. We haven't at all, I haven't at all, talked about South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson. You know what? I went to sleep last night at 6:30. And after going home yesterday and not feeling the best in the world because my body's going through this adjustment. I'm on this liquid diet until the surgery comes up. And I was home watching TV, and they were talking about this guy, the senator, this poor senator, Tim Johnson. And all they could do was talk about the balance of power shifting in the Senate. And then every once in a while, they would kind of say, like, well, that's okay because we wish him the best health. And we wish him the best of health. And over and over and over again, they would say these things. And they kept giving the same information over and over and over again. And it was the same information that I gave at like 6:10 in the morning yesterday morning, which is no big deal. I mean, it doesn't make me anything. But the point is, after a while, I just had enough. I couldn't. I felt guilty because I should be plugged into the news. I should know what's going on. But I couldn't watch it anymore. I couldn't watch the ghoulish behavior of the talking heads and the press over and over again about this guy's sickness. It just got to be too much. And I'm wondering if any of you felt that way. And last night is the first night I can remember where I've sat down to watch issue-oriented TV, which is, you know, it's Mary and I, it's our nightly ritual before bedtime. And last night, all of the television, it was all boring. It was either about Tim Johnson and the shift of power in the Senate, which, as I said before, is just ghoulish as hell, or it was about Obama and Hillary. And one guy's show that I watched, and I'm going to say this, I couldn't believe how lame and how slow-moving this show is. Tucker Carlson. You ever watch that show on MSNBC, Tucker Carlson's show? How does that show get any viewers? And I say that not because I disagree with Tucker Carlson politically, but how does it get any viewers? And it was just the same thing over and over again. Now, 08 is 2 years away. And I realize that if you're going to run for the presidency in the United States, I realize that you got to get out and you got to get going. Just like if you're going to run for Senate or Congress or whatever, you have to get out and get going because you have to raise money because raising money is the name of the game. But this endless speculation about Hillary and Obama and St. McCain and Giuliani and Mitt Romney and all this stuff over and over and over again, it just gets to be too much. Now, somebody in Chicago who I know who knows Barack Obama and knows people close to Barack Obama said that the word coming out of Barack Obama's camp is that Obama's going to run. Now, the word he's giving the media and he's giving us is no decision till after the holidays. So, this is what issue-oriented television was like last night. And for the first time, I just finally, at 6:30, I said, I throw in the towel, good night, I'm going to bed. I just couldn't hear any more of it. I just didn't want to hear any more of it. And that's quite often sometimes how I feel on Sundays, too. And I think there are certain politicians who ought to stay off TV. And you know one politician I think who ought to stay off TV? And he's a Democrat? Joseph Biden. I've had enough of Joseph Biden on television. Does anybody else think that I'm wrong about this? Do you think, or do you agree with me about Biden? He's on too many TV shows. He's overexposed. And how come we can't get somebody different on? Also, stop this panel stacking that these guys undergo, where it's a conservative or two conservatives and a newspaper reporter. So there's no liberal or progressive to balance off the conservatives. That trick's getting old, too, when it comes to this stuff. All right. I just want to see if anybody felt the same way I did about the Tim Johnson situation, and then also about the endless speculation about Obama, about the endless speculation about Hillary, about the endless speculation these folks running for the presidency, and it's like there's nobody out there except Hillary and Obama, and that's not true. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't really have any idea what Tom Vilsack stands for, and we've been after Vilsack for an interview now for quite a while to try to get him on to figure out what he stands for. I say the more people who run, the merrier. Kucinich is out there. He doesn't have a chance to win, but we talked about him the other day. But, I mean, there's just more out there than Obama and Hillary, and yes, I'm inclined to support Obama, but you get overexposed to somebody after a while, you start getting tired of them. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up here, 845, 15 before 9. And traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're starting to wind up the commute, looking a little bit better. At least that wreck we had for quite some time westbound C-470 at I-70 has finally been cleared. You may see some heavier traffic still behind it. We do have problems southbound I-25 approaching 120th and after the Thornton Parkway. That was due to an earlier incident. Again, that wreck has been cleared, but we still had some stop-and-go traffic back to 136th Avenue. Northbound I-25, no problems right now through the bridges. Again, that problem at Alameda is gone. Weather today, clouds and sunshine, warm and windy, high of 62. Right now, mostly cloudy, 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Dodge premier event. You can see the debut of their new lineup of 2007 Dodge vehicles.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to MountainCoin.com today.
Signature suits at Joseph A. Bank. Plus, select leather jackets and corduroy blazers, 70% off. That's all corduroy blazers, regularly $450, now $135. How about a huge selection of top coats, sport coats, and blazers, 60% off. With all cashmere blazers, regularly $595, now $238. Consider all sweaters 50% off, plus a huge selection of dress shirts, sport shirts, and wrinkle-resistant khakis, $29. It's great gifts for men at Joseph A. Bank. Signature suits, leather jackets, corduroy blazers, 70% off, plus every sweater in the store, 50% off, now through Monday.
At Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs, now open in Aurora, and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, it's 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock, high today 64. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We have finally figured out what in the world's going on. John Turk and myself have. Do you realize that there is nothing happening news-wise today? Here's the reason why I say this. Do you realize CNN has spent the last 30 minutes talking about the panda at the Atlanta Zoo? That's how hard up they are for some to talk about. Here's Jane in Castle Rock. Jane, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jane.
I really enjoy your show.
Oh, well, thanks.
You get me out of bed every morning, and it's something for me to look forward to. I don't know what I'll do when it's not on. If it's never, I hope it always is. I came out here from Kansas 3 or 4 years ago, and it's a great state, and I'm homesick. But and we have talk shows there, but they're mostly conservative, and Rush Limbaugh is an idiot.
Yeah, he's hard to take. Well, he's basically a liar.
Yeah, and you know, he kind of showed himself when he said after the election, he said, now I don't have to kiss people's feet that I don't want
to
kiss.
Yeah, I don't have to carry water for people that don't deserve it.
Yeah, anyway, I think it's wonderful that there's networks now like Air America and Progressive Talk and Jones that have brought us Democrats together, and maybe we're not Democrats, but maybe we just... I can't stand the war. I can't stand to wake up every morning, as many years as I've lived, and hear about all these kids that have died in Iraq. And I don't know why. Nothing I can do to help that I know of. And
well, the thing you can do to help is just keep putting pressure on your senators and your congresspeople and the president of the United States to put an end to this insanity.
He's insane, and you're not going to change him. Look at what he's doing now after the election. He's still, if he could keep this war going until he's out of office, he would.
Well, I believe he's going to try, but the thing is we have to try back. I mean, that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that...
You can't sit there and do nothing.
I know, but I don't know what to do except I listen to you.
Get involved.
Yeah, well, you know...
Join MoveOn.org or...
MoveOn.org?
Yeah, or get involved with the local... get involved with the state Democratic Party.
Yeah, I want to, but there's no Democratic Party that I know of... Well, there might be.
What do you mean there's no Democratic
Party
you know of?
I'm down here in Castle Rock, and I'm...
There are Democrats down there in Castle Rock. Just call the Democratic Party in Denver and ask them, and they'll tell you who to get in contact with and where to go.
Okay, thank you for telling me that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I also wanted to tell you that the man that's interested in becoming president, I don't know if his hat's in the ring yet. He's from Iowa. I heard him give a little talk one day on television. I think he might be governor of Iowa, but I'm not sure what
he's... You're talking about Tom Vilsack?
Vilsack.
Yes, he's declared. He's going to run.
He made such an impression on me because he's a good, caring, has his heart in the right place. At least from what he said he does, and he looks like he does. But he probably won't be able to make it, but I really... too bad we can't have... anyway, I really like him.
Well, you never know. Well, let's see if we can get an interview with him, and let's see how he does. Jane, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
I will.
Okay. See you later. Let's go to Roland in Lakewood. Roland, you're on AM 760.
Hi there. I just have a simple question. If they have the meeting on January 4th after the new senators are sworn in, and Senator Johnson is still, he's still a senator, but he's incapacitated and unable to vote, when they have the procedure for setting up the new committees and the new rules, wouldn't that mean a 50-50 split with Cheney breaking the tie?
No, because he could have staff do the work, and if he had to, he could show up briefly in person cast his vote.
Okay, no, that's why I didn't know that. I thought that if he was incapacitated, he couldn't vote. But he'd have to physically go to the Capitol and push the button or whatever it is.
No, you don't have to push the button. Just give a hand signal. They have had, in the past, senators physically carried in on stretchers to vote. The last example that I can think of was the Civil Rights Bill in 1964, but the senator's name escapes my memory, but he used his hand, his finger, to point to his eye to indicate he voted yes because the vote was so close.
Okay, no, that's a good sign. The other thing is, what would you think of an Obama and Hillary ticket combined?
Oh, I think a lot of people talk about that. If it ended up being the ticket, I mean, I'd support it, but I'd like to see Obama run for president straight out.
Okay, this cycle?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then, do you think Hillary would take vice?
No.
President?
No.
Darn, I was hoping. Because that would be a very formidable ticket.
I just happen to like Obama. I just happen to think he's the real thing.
What would you think of the opposition side, what would you think of a McCain-Graham ticket? Because Lindsey's pretty popular in the South, and McCain is allegedly a maverick. Allegedly.
Allegedly. I think it might be formidable, but I think St. McCain is going to get the nomination, and we're just going to have to work extra hard to expose him for what he really is.
And do you think that the Bush legacy can continue with Jeb as vice president?
No.
Oh, good.
Americans have had enough.
We're enough of the Bushes. Okay, well, I was just curious what you think the major... I disagree with you. I don't think any of the other candidates on the Democratic side have a fighting shot because Obama and Hillary are just sucking the air and the money.
But you never know, because you know something? We're involved with human beings here, and one or two of them could make a misjudgment, make a mistake, make a slip, and it could cost them.
Oh, yeah,
and and it happens all the time, so you never know until you get there.
Right, but I mean, assuming that they're professional enough not to dig a
reason. Well, yeah, but I mean...
Yeah,
listen.
I understand. Look at Kerry, yes.
Okay, I mean, he's one. You know, George Allen's another one.
Yes.
Last year at this time, George Allen was being talked about as being a Republican nominee for president. Now George Allen is talking about being a K Street lobbyist.
I do have one interesting question. How Giuliani is really up there right now in the polls on the Republican side, but how can the Republican faithful go for somebody who's pro-gun control, pro-gay rights, pro-choice, as far as I know? I mean, doesn't that fly right in the face of the heart of the Republican Party?
They don't, and he won't, and he will be in trouble when they start getting to that process. There's also a book out about Giuliani that's supposed to be extremely damaging about how he had, is allegedly, the public believes that he did all these right things in 9/11, when in reality he didn't do much of anything right, and that book's out there. Plus, the fact is, he's like Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's got the same problem. That in their backgrounds, the social conservatives who dominate the Republican Party are not going to put up with these two guys.
Right. Not only that, but Mitt Romney has one other major problem, and that is he's from Massachusetts, and that is anathema to Republicans.
Well, that could be overcome, but his background is a problem, and you know what? I hate to say this, but his Mormon religion may be a problem, too. All right, thanks for the call,
thanks.
Man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, more open phones coming up. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. And right now I'm enthused with Obama. But that could change. I mean, 08 is a long way away. 08's a long way away. I just did fear, and you guys got me started on this, I just fear that Hillary just can't get elected. I just fear she's too polarizing. All right, more open phones coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760. 1360.
Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online.
Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Statistics say that 4 out of 10 high school students will drop out of high school. But sometimes the difference between dropping out and finishing is a boost.
I sort of got messed up into gangs, and this one girl named Maria, she just told me to get my things straight, and ever since then she's been there for me.
10 real-life at-risk students are filming their year, so you can see what it's really like trying to get through high school. Go to boostup.org to see their stories, and give someone you know a boost so they can finish. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hurry into Kmart this Saturday and Sunday to find the perfect gift for everyone. Better make it fast. The tons of items on sale aren't going to last. Save 40 to 50% off great gifts for the family throughout the store this Saturday and Sunday. For dads, Kmart has men's Joe Boxer flannel pants at 50% off. And for the kids, all Hot Wheels are on sale. For the women on your list, how about 70% off fine jewelry? And save on the latest in flat-screen technology from Sylvania, RCA, and Magnavox. All TVs are on sale. But hurry, this sale ends Sunday, December 17th. So skip the hassles. Make it Kmart, where Christmas comes together.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It is some storm. More than a million customers are in the dark as wild weather buffets the Pacific Northwest.
It's a little windy out here.
This young man lost his footing and for a moment was literally rolling down the street like a tumbleweed.
Oh, he got knocked down by the wind. He's got slid off.
I've seen the wind knock people down, blow hats blocks away, rip hanging signs from their hinges, and an SUV crushed by a loose chunk of metal at a construction site.
Reporter Jim Valley of CBS affiliate KIRO in Seattle. Three deaths and a lot of devastation are blamed on the storm, says Dorothy Bracken of Puget Sound Energy.
There are whole trees lying across roads, down power lines, tree limbs caught into power lines. There's quite extensive damage.
It is the latest twist in the case of the stripper at the heart of an explosive case. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
The woman who has accused three Duke University lacrosse players of rape here in Durham reportedly gave birth last night. That's about 9 months after the alleged rape occurred at a teen party just off campus back in mid-March.
A hearing in the case is underway this morning in Durham. As he wraps up his tenure as Defense Secretary, Donald Rumsfeld is defending the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan in a broadcast goodbye to the troops. He calls them historic chapters in the saga of human freedom. Rumsfeld will be honored at a farewell ceremony in a few hours attended by President Bush. Robert Gates will take over as Defense Secretary on Monday. Never let it be said that Margot Huey of Columbus, Indiana, is not a citizen who won't go the extra mile to support the troops. When she heard they lacked flame-resistant uniforms, she raised money to buy them gloves and hoods.
I feel very strongly that the government, if they're going to send our boys into harm's way, should outfit them with the necessary equipment to be able to do their job the safest way possible.
Now, Pentagon officials say that by early next year, flame-retardant Nomex uniforms will be standard issue for troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. In Washington,
let the good times roll.
And the good times are rolling at the White House, where blues legend B.B. King is among this year's Medal of Freedom recipients. We're live with CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
Nine men and one woman comprise the latest crop of recipients of the highest civilian honor the president can bestow. They include author and historian David McCullough, literacy activist Ruth Colvin, geneticist Joshua Lederberg, and as Nick told you, 81-year-old blues great B.B. King.
And he's still playing the blues better than anybody else. In other words, the thrill is not gone.
Mr. Bush also awarded a medal posthumously on John Buck O'Neill, a pioneer in baseball's Negro League, who became the first African-American coach in the majors. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 60, the Nasdaq ahead 12. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Smokey, and this is my new friend, Ernie.
Hi.
Ernie wants to be a biker.
Sure do.
Okay, just calm down, Ernie. First, you need a bike. Then you need Geico Motorcycle Insurance. They cover most kinds of bikes and have money-saving discounts. And finally, you'll need a nickname. Something that suits you, like, I don't know, Fuzzy Bunny.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Too late. It's already stuck, Fuzzy.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixels.
Hi, Bob.
Meg, I'm looking for a holiday gift for my nephew Kyle, the would-be world adventurer.
Would-be?
Well, he hasn't left his kitchen in 2 years.
How about the new HP Pavilion dual-core notebook? 15-inch display, 80-gig hard drive, a gig of memory, just $629.99.
That's great.
Get him everything he needs with a complete gift pack and save. Buy a notebook and save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more. There are many complete gift packs to choose from.
If he ever leaves his kitchen, he'll love it.
If?
Yeah, he lives for ham.
Good morning, I'm Tori Lopez at AM 760 Local News Update now. Aurora police looking for the man who they think killed a convenience store clerk last weekend. They're looking for 23-year-old John Andrew Doubleday and his 22-year-old girlfriend Amy Renee Lewis. Detective Bob Friel says a video surveillance at the 7-Eleven on Havana and 6th shows Doubleday as the gunman. Lewis faces charges of being an accessory to murder.
We believe that they are traveling with a one-year-old child. The child is a boy. That adds to the interest in finding them as soon as possible.
Police consider both to be armed and dangerous. Trying to stop the role the Democrats are on in state politics, the AP reporting that Colorado Republicans are asking Dick Wadhams to take over the party's chairmanship. Wadhams instrumental in the upset of Tom Daschle by South Dakota Senator John Thune 2 years ago. The former Owens and Allard staffer could not stop the upset, though, this election by Pete Webb over incumbent George Allen in Virginia. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Winding up the commute with no late morning problems, just experiencing some fallout from earlier collisions southbound 25 at the Thornton Parkway and westbound C-470 at I-70. Now, for your high country drive, you just want to be careful of some icy and snow-packed spots still along I-70 from Idaho Springs to Vail. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
I could be right.
Six minutes after 9, high today is 64, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up this hour, we'll talk to Mayor Hickenlooper of Denver about his challenge to send $2 for the Martin Luther King Jr. National Memorial. Plus, I'll ask him about his bar where it was one, of 11 busted in an underage drinking sting. But here's an email somebody sent me. Greg sent me. He's a regular listener to the show, and I want to read this. And it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. Jay, in regards to the amnesty caller that says you're defining it too narrowly, but at the same time, he's saying tax amnesty is not included, so he's doing what he's accusing you of doing. Because the program is not a pardon, and there are requirements to get legal status. I agree with you. It is not amnesty. And we're talking here about the immigration topic. If it were amnesty, I would think it would be like the wet foot, dry foot program, which we have with Cuba. You make it to the U.S., and there are no back taxes, no special requirements. You just get to stay. And then he gives me the dictionary, amnesty. A general pardon for offenses, especially political, against a government, often granted before any trial or conviction. Law, an act of forgiveness for past offenses, especially to a class of persons as a whole, forgetting or overlooking any past offense, to grant amnesty to pardon. So thank you, Greg, for that email. Because I don't hear any Democrats calling for just blank, okay, you know what, you're pardoned. I mean, in order to achieve citizenship, you're going to have to go through certain, certain steps. Okay, let's get back to the phones, and we'll go to Neil in Westminster. Neil, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Jay, I heard your comment about Tucker.
Oh, yeah, but Tucker Carlson.
And he is awful.
That show is so slow, man.
It is. But, I was watching Hardball earlier, too, and they had on, the guy from Texas. Now I've lost his name.
The host last night was...
DeLay. It was Tom DeLay earlier this week.
Yeah, they had Tom DeLay on, right.
Oh, and they talking about moral leadership, that just drove me off the wall, or up the wall.
Yeah, that was amazing, wasn't it?
And then he also talked about, you know, we got to enforce the rule of law.
Yeah.
He was talking about it in Iraq, enforce the rule of law or put him in the cemetery. And I thought, you know, we ought to enforce the rule of law with him and just put him in jail. And but it's incredible that he's even seen as a spokesperson. He's under, he's going to go to court.
Well, but this was the whole point of what I was saying the other day here on this show, that if you want to be guaranteed a job, if you want to be guaranteed a gig, if you want high profile, okay, go out and break the law and do something wrong, and that's exactly what will happen to you. Now, Tom DeLay is not at his day in court, so he's innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
But he did have to resign from Congress, and he hasn't been cleared of the charges of money laundering against him, and he's on all the talking head shows. All these people keep showing up on all these TV shows and on all these radio shows, and they get like syndicated radio shows, and they keep showing up at all these places, and the one thing that they have in common is that they've either broken the law or they've engaged in rude or bad taste.
Well, and with Tom, though, too, he was the one that, when he broke the ethics committee, when they didn't agree with the ethics committee, he changed the committee.
That's right.
So he was, he just changed it. So yeah. Right there, to me, he admitted his guilt.
So what does that say about us? What does it say about us that people like Tom DeLay, Mel Gibson, I mean, others who go all the way down the line, that scoundrels or people that are perceived to be scoundrels, that they ultimately, in the American media pool, can find success?
Well, and it also, I think a lot of times, though, they just try to get the one that will speak the loudest and speak the worst, and then they... they try to outshout everybody, it seems like, and Tom DeLay is that kind of person. But, on another note, you were talking about Barack Obama. I like Barack, too. And I think the biggest strike that Hillary has against her is just that, now that Bush, the legacy of Bush with his dad and him, I mean, people are looking and going, we can't have the same, so we can't have two Clintons.
I think people are definitely hungry for something new. I think you're right about that.
I think so, too. I'm old enough to, know and, I know he's been compared to Kennedy, but it's amazing. It's nice to have a person that can give a speech without looking at notes, and he just can speak. And Bill Clinton can do that, too. But Obama is an amazing speaker, so I think we need to have some fresh ideas.
Yeah, and he's very genuine and a real down to earth guy. Hey, man, thanks. I appreciate the call.
You take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
See you later. Let's go to Jim in Fort Collins. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
This is Jim. I'm on the road right now. If I drop the call, I apologize.
No, it's all right. You know what? We'll just charge your carrier.
That's a fair deal. A couple things I'd like to discuss. One of them is Tommy Tancredo, and I wonder if he's unfairly demonized. As I look at his solution to illegal immigration, a lot of times people claim that he would have people rounded up and moved out, and my sensation is that his solution is more moderate. In he would crack down on employers and have jobs simply evaporate, and people would presumably choose to move away if they can't get jobs here.
I don't think he's unfairly characterized. He draws a lot of fire, and people get down on his case because he has a habit of making stupid, unsubstantiated statements that the media has a habit of not calling him on. For instance, getting on television and telling the TV viewers that Miami is the murder capital of the world, okay, and no anchor sits there and says to him, excuse me, Congressman, where did you get that information? Because if you go and you do the research, and you look up the FBI statistics for violent crimes per capita of population, guess what? Miami's not even on the list. That's number one. Number two, you're going to tell me there's more violence in Miami than there is in Baghdad?
If I may interrupt, again, his stupid statements don't negate his proposed solution to the immigration problem of cracking down on employment. And I know he makes stupid statements.
Well, but you're asking why you think you're bringing up the point that he's covered unfairly, and I'm pointing out to you that the reason that he gets the rap that he does is because he does idiotic, stupid things and makes extremist statements, and that's not the only extremist statement he's made. I've got a whole list of them sitting here.
Okay, could I rephrase it and ask you to comment on his proposed solution of cracking down on employers and having jobs evaporate as his solution to illegal immigration? And I'll get off the line and I'll listen to the radio and let other callers make their call.
Well, my only response to that is I have no problem with cracking down on the employers, but you're going to have one problem in doing that. You're going to need manpower and womanpower to get it done. And the political party that he's involved with and the political party that he's currently associated with is taking those assets and taking that money and spending it other places, most notably in a foolish war in Iraq, which I assume he supports because he doesn't speak out against it.
Well, that diverts attention from his proposed solution.
No, it doesn't. No, it does not divert attention. It's about living in the practical and the real world. There were two guys in San Diego who run a construction firm who just got fined $5 million for using illegal immigrants. I think that's fine. I think that's great. I'm all for that. But in order to go around and get these people, you're going to have people to do that kind of work. Right now, we don't have that kind of enforcement set up. Good Lord, we don't have that kind of enforcement set up in the IRS.
Yeah, I know. And one last thing. I spent 11 years in Korea, and I spent 3 years in Italy. And one of the things that bothers me about illegal immigration is the unfairness. Every time we have America has the most liberal immigration policy in the world, and it could be even more liberal if people didn't cut in line. And you have people cutting in line, and that's not fair to my friends in Korea. Not fair to my friends in Italy.
Well, then we ought to stop playing games and stop doing something that we have done for 50, 60, 70 years, which is to encourage cheap labor to come over the border and work instead of paying Americans for those jobs. But listen, big business and big corporations have done a terrific job of beating up on unions and stopping unionization and driving down wages while they reap huge profits and CEOs get big bonuses, and this is what you get stuck with. And then when it happens, you know what? Nobody likes it. We don't like it.
Oh, boy, do I agree with that. I'll get off the line and let other callers have their say. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Marvin.
Sure, you got it. Just call me Jay.
Bye.
Yeah, and then the other thing about Tom Tancredo, okay, maybe perhaps we'll have to bomb Mecca. That was another one. Mr. Tancredo's pearls of wisdom. What the bomb Mecca? Well, you don't think Tommy's going to grab a gun and go over there, do you? I mean, it's just, don't make irrational statements. Don't make crazy statements. Don't do things like appear in front of white supremacists and take money from white supremacists and then think people are going to, like, treat you as if you are
business owners. If you want half off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
00-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Deck the house. Click your mouse. Talk on the phone. Bring great entertainment home. And save with the Comcast Triple Play. Call now and get Comcast High-Speed Internet, Comcast Digital Voice, and Comcast Digital Cable just $33 each per month for 12 months when you take all three. Comcast High-Speed Internet with Power Boost delivers an extra burst of online speed of up to 12 megs. Comcast Digital Voice offers you unlimited nationwide calling, including calls to Canada. And Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand will keep the whole family entertained. So deck the house and save on Internet, home phone, and cable TV. Holiday price of just $33 each per month for 12 months when you take all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate from 1 to 2 p.m. every Saturday with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Under breezy skies, 922 AM 760 Progressive Talk. I saw a preview, and I don't think that this movie ever opened anywhere. And if it did, somebody call me and tell me that if it was in Denver and somehow I missed it. But the movie was Stoned, and it's about Brian Jones. Now, I don't know if it's out on DVD now or not, but I saw it on a preview on a DVD. So, I don't know. I really wanted to see that movie. All right, let's get back on the phones here. And let's go to Hank in Loveland. Hank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Listen, I'd like to comment on what happened in Greeley the other day. I saw the people there. They were taking them out and chains and everything. It's really sort of heart-rendering. I know a lot of people come to this country because of deep poverty in Mexico, but Mexico is an oil-producing nation, an oil-exporting nation. Mexico received millions of our jobs, probably, through NAFTA. Why can't Mexico provide wealth for these people, the workers and so forth?
Because there is nobody who is turning to the Mexican government and saying to them, you know what, the unequal redistribution of the wealth upwards, which has gone on in your country, and the corruption which has gone on in your country forever and ever and ever has got to cease, and that we cannot in any way, shape, or form continue to be a safety valve for your poverty and your social inequity. And unless you straighten your act up, there's going to be punishments to pay. Instead, we turn a blind eye to it, and in many cases, we take advantage of it, and we revel in it.
Well, Jay, just wanted to comment that 80% of the jobs in the United States today are service industry jobs, and down, and this is really up tremendously since our manufacturing jobs have left this country. The people who come in here into this country, whether legally or whatever, are generally filling those 80% of the service jobs. You know, we have a lot of unemployment in this country. Unemployment is figured, the way they figure unemployment is, of course, if you're drawing unemployment compensation, you're unemployed. When you no longer draw unemployment compensation, you're no longer unemployed.
Right, you fall off the rolls. That's right.
And so we do have unemployment in this country, and these jobs, 80% service industry jobs, the people that come here from foreign countries usually fill these service industry jobs. And another thing, they talked about bringing 11 million people in this country, guest workers. Who says they're going to be people from Mexico or Latin America? There's people from Somalia. There's people from all over the world are coming in. One only has to go to Washington, D.C. and see what's happening there. There's people who when you walk into a building, the guards and so forth, these are all people that are probably working for $5 or $10 an hour because they privatize these jobs. They're service jobs. And anyhow.
Yeah, and a lot of people who get here and end up staying here illegally are people that come here on passports and then just never leave.
I do want to let you know that I do have compassion for people that suffer. I mean, we see people dragging out and change, this is terrible. But also, if we get to the point in the United States where unemployment is like that, who's going to take us in? Where can we go? Are we going to be crossing the border to Canada to try to chase some jobs? I know I'm asking a lot of questions. Maybe you can comment.
Well, I think, look, where you're asking about that, I, depending on what you do for a living, I think that it's, those are legitimate questions, but I go back to the same answer I was giving the other morning, and the same answer I was giving the other morning is that we've got to start dealing with Mexico on a realistic level. But we've got an administration, man, that doesn't know what diplomacy is. We've got an administration that doesn't deal with anybody on an equal level. We've got an administration that believes that the only way you can settle anything is out of the barrel of a gun. And that's not going to get you anywhere. Meanwhile, we've got NAFTA, we've got CAFTA, we're dumping farm products on the Mexicans. The situation is a mess, and people out there just think that the only way to fix the situation is, jail everybody. No,
well,
there's a lot more to it than just that.
I understand. We're filling our jobs. We have private prisons in the United States, for crying out loud. That's unconscionable.
No, it's obscene. It's wrong. And they'd like to build more private prisons so they can have more cost overruns, so they can soak more money out of the taxpayers.
Well, I just wanted to comment on that. And I'm a union. I'm a retired union guy, I worked as a union official, and I do have. We had no color barriers. We were probably the most democratic organization in the United States, actually. But we had Hispanic or Latino employees, black employees, and we were all treated equally. But I'd like to also just recommend a book, if you don't mind.
Sure.
It's called The Nightingale's song by Robert Timberg. And you mentioned McCain earlier, and this is a book about five people who graduated from the Naval Academy, and, they talk about it. One of them is John McCain. So, anyhow.
Definitely be interested in reading it. Hank, thanks, man. Call me again.
Okay, Jay. Thanks a lot for what you do.
You got it, pal. Take care. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, and let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. I kind of hate to go back to this whole Iraq thing, but the other day when you had Salazar on and he said something about putting pressure on the president to actually do what the people want. So my question is, and since Nancy Pelosi took impeachment off the table, what kind of pressure are they going to be able to put on him that's going to have any kind of effect at all?
Well, there's all kinds of numerous things they can do. For instance, they can hold up his political appointments. They can start to put conditions on the funding of the war. There's numerous things they can do. They can hold public hearings and embarrass the administration in public. Impeachment is not the answer to getting us out of Iraq. Impeachment is not the answer to the problems facing the country.
Impeachment isn't, but the threat of impeachment might be.
You know what? I don't think so. Because all they would do is just say, okay, we've got lawyers, and you want to go down this road, then fine. Then we'll fight over every piece of information you try to subpoena. We'll drag our feet every inch of the way, and before you know it, 2 years will be up. And we'll be gone, and you will have accomplished nothing.
That's true, but the thing is about Bush is he's more concerned about his legacy than anything, and I'm not saying that you would even have to go through the process. If they would have said to him before the election, look, either you get us out of Iraq, tell us how you're going to do it, and do it fast, or we will impeach you.
Yeah, and he would,
that would
and
have
he,
got
and,
him
and,
off
and,
the dime.
And he would, no, he would not have, because what would have happened was Alberto Gonzalez would have turned around and said, okay, that's fine. On what grounds are you going to impeach the president?
I don't think we have time to go through that whole list. But
well, no, but
Whoa.
Before you start naming stuff off, and I can think of a few things myself.
Right.
Okay? You got to remember one thing. You have to be able, through documentation and through witnesses and everything else, and through the process, you have to be able to prove it.
That's true. And they should haul a bunch of these authors into the into the hearings and say, did you write what you wrote? Is it true or is it fiction? Or if it isn't fiction, then what, you know, back it up. And I think right there you've got a gold mine of information. I mean, you don't have to nail him on every single thing. You just have to find one thing that is probable cause to investigate. But my point that I'm trying to make is it's not the impeachment process itself, is that Bush is so afraid of his legacy looking bad that he wouldn't want to be tarnished by even beginning that process. So he would do what it took to keep from going down in the history books as a president that's been impeached.
Well, my only comment to that is that's conjecture on your part.
Well, it seems
these guys play extreme hardball and are not scared off easily. And that's conjecture on your part as to what he would or would not do. The better thing to do would be to have oversight and investigate what has gone on and how money has been spent and how intelligence was used, which the Democrats are talking about doing, and pushing on the White House to come into reality and to get us out of Iraq. But just going ahead and stepping up and saying, well, either you do as we say or we're going to impeach you, it's an awful, awful hard road to take, and they're not going to be intimidated, man, and they're going to say on what grounds, and you're going to have to go through the whole thing. And
the whole point is they're not going to be intimidated by anything less than that.
Well, I guess you and I will just have to disagree.
I'm sure we will. I appreciate your letting me at least put that out there, because I think that there are a lot of people that voted this last time for us to get out of war and in Iraq, and he had a narrow so-called victory, and he claimed a mandate that he took a thumping, and now a month later it's like the election never happened.
Well, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that part, but I just don't think impeachment will get you there.
Well, I'm once again, I think it's the threat
and
actual impeachment
and
that would do it,
and certainly not without close and thorough and careful investigation. Kevin, have a good weekend, man.
You too.
All right.
Bye bye.
9:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. No worries as we move out of the commute, free of wrecks or issues across the Front Range. Just one slow pocket southbound 25 downtown. Now, be mindful of the new storm coming in this weekend. It'll likely affect your drive on high country highways. Right now, I-70 not too bad. You just want to watch out for icy and snowpack spots from Idaho Springs to Vail.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Vacation overnight, discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis rapid tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:37. 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 64. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Show available on podcast at am760.net. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mildred in Denver. Mildred, hi, you're on.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I am calling because I feel that
very excited and pleased about the talk about Obama being president of the United States. But I'm very much afraid that this will never happen, because I remember back in 1968 with the Kerner Report, they talked about how white America has never understood what black America can never forget, is that society is deeply implicated in racism.
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal MSNBC poll taken yesterday, 87% of Americans answered affirmatively that they would not only be comfortable with an African-American president, but that they would be enthused by it.
I think they will say that. I think they will say that because they cannot admit that what they really feel is that they cannot give up the privilege that they receive because of
now,
income.
Now, you know what? Now, you can't make that statement.
Well,
and you can't make it because, first of all, you don't have the poll in front of you to examine the numbers. Second of all, you have not personally yourself conducted a poll across North America of white Americans. So in order to set that up and to believe that he could never make it because he's black and that the majority of whites would not accept him is a false premise. It might have been that way at one time in this country, no question. But it is now 2006, and you have no statistics to back that up.
No, but I have a life to back it up.
But you have no statistics, ma'am, and things change in America.
Well, they do, but they stay the same. They change, but they stay the same on this issue. And when
no, I'm sorry. That you know what? They do not stay the same. As a matter of fact, you have a lifetime to back you up. When you were 24 years of age, how many black senators were there in the United States?
There were none.
How many are there now?
I voted for Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Well, okay, then how many are there now, ma'am?
But blacks were not allowed to vote.
There. Well, the point is, things have changed.
Blacks were not allowed to vote.
The point is, things have changed. And what I'm not going to allow you to do, in all due respect, is I'm not going to allow you to set it up to be this, that if he doesn't get the nomination or he doesn't win the presidency, it's because white people would not accept him. That's not going to be the case.
I don't think that it isn't that they won't accept him. They will not accept him as president of the United States.
Because he's black?
Because they would lose the confidence of themselves that they are privileged. Because of their skin color, because they feel...
Well, you know what? You got a lot of reading and a lot of thinking and a lot of healing to do, but thank you for the call. All right, let's go to the line and talk to Mayor Hickenlooper, the mayor of Denver. And, Mr. Mayor, good morning, and welcome to the show. First time on, and it's nice to have you.
Nice to be there, Jay.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this idea that you've got about all of us, which I think is a marvelous idea, sending $2 in to support this monument and this memorial to Martin Luther King, Jr. First of all, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I was talking to a friend about a month ago. They had the groundbreaking. And they had President Carter and President Clinton, President Bush were all at the groundbreaking, and they mentioned they'd raised $70 million, but they still needed to raise $30 million, and they were going to go out to corporations to try and raise that money this year. And my friend looked at me and says, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would not want the corporations to be paying for his memorial. He'd want the people. He was all about bringing people together and showing the power of our collective will. And this friend turned to me and says, Mayor, you've got a bully pulpit. You go out there and you challenge everybody in this whole city to give $2. Everybody can afford $2. Get them to give $2, and once we do it in Denver, then you can go out to the U.S. Conference of Mayors and get every city, every mayor in every city in the country to challenge their citizens to do $2, and we'll raise this money and keep track of everyone's name so we have a record. We have the part of the process of raising the money becomes part and parcel of the memorial.
So, you know what? I like that idea. I like that idea of pushing the corporations out and going and using the small money.
Yeah, I think it's in the spirit. It allows the Martin Luther King Jr. National Memorial Project to be in the process of its creation to be very true to the legacy of Dr. King.
That's a marvelous idea. Now, for those listening, and myself included in this, do we go online to do this? How do we do this?
You can, and we're getting envelopes printed up. We're going to have envelopes distributed to churches all over the metro area. Starting this Sunday, we hope. The printer, they're just getting the envelopes right now. So we'll see. We probably won't get to all the congregations, all the synagogues and churches this weekend. But we are, over the next few weeks, we hope to have these envelopes widely delivered. If people want to get the envelopes delivered to their congregation, to their place of worship, they can call the Denver Foundation, has been our partner on this, or they can just call 311, which is the city's kind of non-emergency hotline. And we'll make sure that we get them. Or people could just put a check or their money in an envelope and send it to the Denver Foundation MLK Fund at 950 South Cherry Street, 80246 in Denver.
Well, that's great. Give that address again.
Okay, it's the Denver Foundation MLK Fund, 950 South Cherry Street. It's actually Suite 222, although I don't think you need that. They know the foundation. But 950 South Cherry Street, Denver, Colorado, 80246.
We're going to get the Democratic National Convention, Mayor.
You know, we're working awful hard on it, and I keep telling people, you know, I don't care whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans. I think the city has grown so much and achieved so much in the last decade that having a convention here of either party would be a very bright spotlight and really be great for our city. I think we've got a good shot at it. I think, you know, maybe a little better than 50-50, maybe 50-50. You know, we're small compared to the cities that usually put these conventions in, and yet, you know, we have worked very hard. We've raised a lot of money. I think we've demonstrated that we can deliver a first quality convention to either party.
You know, New York is so passe.
It's old hat, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, I really want to send Howard Dean an email and say, oh, come on, man. Everybody goes to New York and Madison Square Garden and the whole shebang. Come to the Mountain West. Check it out here.
Right. Everyone's been to New York. They've been there. They've done that.
Yeah, exactly. So why do we have to go through a rerun and do it there again? Why not come out here where things are definitely, definitely happening, and they're definitely happening for Democrats?
Right. I agree completely.
And, you know, I hope that I hope we get it. When will we get a decision, do you think?
You know, my guess is early next week. They've got to make up their minds soon, so probably Monday or Tuesday is what I'm guessing.
All right. It's 9:45, 15 away from 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Hickenlooper, the mayor of Denver, on the line with us. Okay, a little unpleasant news.
Uh-huh.
Not bad, but just a little.
Okay.
I guess the Vice Zebra 50 team hit 31 Denver bars and liquor stores, and one of the ones they got for underage drinking, I guess, was yours.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you don't run the day-to-day activities there, right, do you?
I don't have anything since I first started running for mayor. I have a partner who runs them. We put it all in a trust just in case they had something like this happened or, you know, they're applying for a different license. The key was to make me completely separate. So, you know, my feeling is that they should be held accountable like any other business and should be treated just like everyone else. And if anyone in the city ever asks me about any of my restaurants, any official question, I just say, don't ask me about it, because that's, you know, that puts the restaurant in an unfair light, puts the city in an unfair light. Let's let the people that are running the restaurants, you know, I have to say, as somebody who spent almost 20 years in the restaurant business, I was disappointed to hear it. You know, I mean, you want to run a tight operation.
Well, I guess that sinks my next question, which was, you know, gee, if I wanted to get a good table on a Friday night, come on, Mayor, you're telling me you can't take care of me?
I'm telling you that I don't even make the don't even see the profit and loss statements. I don't even know who the managers are at most of the restaurants anymore.
Wow.
Well, you know, there's not a lot of extra time in the day when you're trying to run a city. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you know what? I agree, but I think you're doing a heck of a job, and this is one of my favorite cities. And I don't suck up to you because I have to, and this is the first time that you've ever been on the show, and I hope it's not going to be the last time. And once again, we encourage everybody to come forward with the $2 or $5 and send it off, and that's to the DenverFoundation.org, correct?
Yep, Denver Foundation MLK Fund, 950 South Cherry Street, Denver 80246.
Sounds like a great plan. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for being on
the
show.
Oh, you bet, Dave. My pleasure.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
We'll do it again.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, good guy. And 9:48, 48 minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rick Morgan checks traffic.
Jay, we're in real good shape on the drive around town. Seeing a little slowing in that usual spot southbound I-25 approaching the downtown area, but no major delays. Across downtown looks good through the bridges in and out of the tech center. No problem there. Good speeds between the tech center and downtown. Looking 10, 15 minutes in either direction. 225 looks good across Aurora. Maybe a little crowding coming off that I-70 interchange southbound, but no major delay there either. I-70 looks good on both sides of town. Good drive on 6th Avenue. Also on 470, and no worries on the turnpike in either direction or in and around Boulder right now. Weather forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, and warm. Highs in the low 60s. Cloudy and windy tonight, low 37. Partly cloudy with a high of 54 early tomorrow. Then winter kind of returns. Got a chance of snow on Sunday. Right now it's 51 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. At Hacienda Colorado, our Mountain X food is in a category all its own. It doesn't fit in any box. That's why it's a good thing that the Hacienda...
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
18th through 20th. Register online now at www.coloradoseminar.com and receive a free gift just for attending. Seating is limited. Register now at www.coloradoseminar.com. Learn how to buy real estate up to 50% below market value. Register online now while there are seats left at www.coloradoseminar.com. That's www.coloradoseminar.com. Again, that's www.coloradoseminar.com. coloradoseminar.com.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I play a pretty good piano, don't I? Hi, today 64. Breezy. I love this kind of music. This is great stuff. I love the Rolling Stones, man. They are my all-time favorite rock and roll band, bar none. 9:52, 52 past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, I desperately wanted to continue to keep talking to that African-American lady, Mildred, who had called in, but we had to go talk to the mayor. And I understand historically where she's coming from, and I understand historically and the life she's lived and what she's seen. But I think that her premise that there are Caucasians or white people out there who would not vote for Barack Obama and would not vote to put him in the presidency because they don't want to give up their white privilege, I just think is insupportable. I think there are some white people out there who won't vote for him. They won't vote for him because they don't like black people. You can't do anything about those folks. They're lost. Okay? But to me, the trick is to look at Barack Obama not as a black man, but to look at Barack Obama as a man and listen to what he has to say and listen to the statements that he's making. And this is a guy who stood up in front of the legislature and had the brains years ago to say we shouldn't go to Iraq. I had him on the radio with me and another guy. Used to do an afternoon news show for a couple hours. And he'd come on at the drop of a hat. Now he's a little harder to get, but he'd come on at the drop of a hat. And he was talking back then about not going. And he was doing it when the majority of the country wanted us to go. He's an extremely smart guy. And I think he'd make a wonderful, wonderful candidate, and I think he'd make a wonderful president. And yeah, you're going to run into the Bubba effect, as Mary and I call it. That kind of white, kind of prejudicial, good old boy kind of feeling about him. But there are a lot of people, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, who don't feel that way at all. What they want is they want somebody who can get the job done. What they want is they want somebody to straighten out the perceived mess we're in. And they don't want extremism. And Barack Obama does not represent extremism. And I really like him. I'm crazy about him. And maybe that's because I've had the privilege of meeting him. Maybe that's because I've had the privilege of dealing with him. But I ask a source of mine in Chicago, real trustworthy, knows everything about where all the bodies are buried, knows everything about everything politically there, what his take was on Obama. And he said to me that Obama is the real deal and that Obama is going to run. And I would just say to Mildred, Mildred, listen, it's 2006. Times have changed, and they're going to continue to change, and we're going to continue to make progress in this country, and it's going to be up and down, and it's going to be bumpy, and there will be some things that will happen that will not be especially attractive and will be tough. We're in a tough period right now. But we'll find our way out. We'll find our way out. We'll find our way out of Iraq. We will get an answer to the immigration problem. We will take care of health care. We will attack education. We'll deal with all of these things. Energy independence. We'll deal with all of these things and so much more. And the reason we will, and the reason that we'll get it done, is because this is a country full of very, very talented, very, very smart people. We just have to encourage them to rise to the top. But this idea that there are whites out there that will not vote for Barack Obama because they don't want to surrender their privilege of their skin, Yes, that might have been in 68. That might have been in 65. And it might have been in 55. And probably was, and it is. It was. Was. But this is 2006. We're headed for greatness. And it's going to be under Democratic leadership. And that's why these guys on the right are so nasty, so mean. This is why they do this. Because you know what? Think about this all weekend. They're scared of us, and they ought to be.
Imagine your dog is at work, and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty, and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
Whenever I take the Enhancelin, it has brought my blood sugar down.
Enhancelin is the all-natural dietary supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
After taking Enhancelin, now I'm consistently normal.
It works. It actually works.
Call now and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523.